This is the Majority Report on Air America Radio. Tomorrow, once again, A.J. Jacobs, Lawrence Lessig from the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and comedian Zach Galifianakis. We'll have that information on our blog about where to go about this recount stuff. Saturday, big rally in Columbus.
Today's shopping report shows that this Kohl's 50% off sale rises above the rest with more gifts at 50% off. Every brand, style, and color of your favorite gift ideas will be on sale Wednesday only from 7 a.m. till midnight. This includes every sweater, all sleepwear, every matchbox, little tykes, and Tonka toy, every frame, and every St. Nicholas Square holiday decoration. Plus, every senior gets 15% off. See store for details. More gifts at 50% off. Now that's big news.
Fits your list. Budget holiday.
This holiday, discover the magic at Radio Shack with gifts you won't find anywhere else, like our exclusive Lifewise Environizer electronic air purifiers. Now buy one, get a second of the same size for half price in three sizes starting at $99.99. Or give our exclusive Lifewise massaging bath pillow to help soothe and relieve tense muscles. It's only $19.99. Just two of the thoughtful gifts you'll find right in your neighborhood. Only at Radio Shack.
I'm John Quinlan from Outreach, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. America's first director of Homeland Security is calling it quits. Tom Ridge says he'll step down February 1st unless President Bush finds a replacement before then. As Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, Ridge took on an almost impossible job. CNN Radio's Gene Meserve reports from Washington.
22 different agencies of government melded together 180,000 employees. Some people feel he didn't do quite as much as could or should have been done in that regard. They're hoping that the next secretary will bring some more management expertise to the job. But generally, he gets very high marks for the public face that he put on the department.
President Bush is in Canada tonight, a trip that was to have taken place last year but was canceled because of the war in Iraq. In spite of being met by protesters, the president maintained a sense of humor.
I frankly felt like the reception we received on the way in from the airport was very warm and hospitable, and I want to thank the Canadian people who came out to wave with all five fingers for...
Bush dismissed concerns that the Iraq war has damaged U.S.-Canadian relations. Well, the German federal prosecutor's office tonight reviewing a criminal complaint over the abuse of inmates at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. CNN Radio's Gary Baumgarten has that story.
German law allows for wide reach in investigating criminal complaints of alleged war crimes, but it also gives the prosecutor wide discretion in determining whether to move forward with the complaint. The complaint was filed by the Center for Constitutional Rights on behalf of four Iraqis who claimed that they were abused in the prison. Among those named as proposed defendants, Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and former CIA Director George Tenet. Gary Baumgarten, CNN Radio New York.
And this is CNN Radio News.
Arthritis sufferers, today you've got double trouble. Not only your pain, but maybe your pain reliever. Vioxx, off the market. Heart attacks and strokes. Aspirin and ibuprofen can cause stomach ulcers and bleeding. So what to do? Millions of arthritis sufferers relieve their pain every day with Jointritis. Jointritis is a remarkable patented arthritis rub. Developed by modern medical technology, Jointritis contains a powerful pain reliever plus a combination of lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. You've probably heard about lanolin glucosamine and chondroitin. Jointritis uses these three ingredients as special skin conditioners, and Jointritis rushes relief deep into arthritic joints. Jointritis, for fast relief from even the worst cases of minor arthritis pain. Forget pills. Jointritis, used as directed, is today's effective yet safe way to relieve your arthritis pain. Available at Walgreens and Rite Aid. Jointritis.
The penalty phase of Scott Peterson's murder trial began today in Redwood City, California. As CNN Radio's Ted Rollins reports, prosecutors made it clear what they believe that penalty should be.
Dave Harris, the prosecutor handling opening statements, told the jury that after they had heard the evidence in this penalty phase, that they would only come to one just conclusion, and that is that the just verdict here should be death.
Originally, the penalty phase was expected to last about a week, but now the judge is suggesting it might not take that long. Authorities in Colorado are now confirming that a body found in the wreckage of a plane that crashed Sunday is that of teenager Teddy Ebersol. The 14-year-old Ebersol is the son of NBC sports executive Dick Ebersol and actress Susan St. James. Authorities say the teen was apparently ejected from the plane in the crash. He died instantly when the plane landed on top of him. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, while you and I were going about our everyday business, you'll be happy to know that someone out there is busy keeping track of all the new words making their way into our vocabularies. And CNN Radio's Maria Boynton says this year's top word is a four-letter one.
Merriam-Webster president and publisher John Morse says a news story comes along, and there's often a word associated with it that just gets people's attention.
This year, the one that really did that far and away the most was the word blog.
Blog is defined as a website that contains an online personal journal. Other most researched words online included incumbent, electoral, insurgent. What about the often used embedded?
Interestingly, that did not seem to show up so often.
Meaning, of course, reporting from inside a military unit. Just not enough interest, though, to beat out blog. Maria Boynton, CNN Radio Atlanta.
And I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Unfiltered, fresh, and fearless talk.
Some of the things that made it into this bill are not to be believed. One thing is that $250,000 was allotted to asparagus technology and production in Washington, which hopefully it will make your pee smell better when you eat asparagus. Maybe that is the technology that we're searching for, because I don't know what's wrong with asparagus other than that.
Unfiltered, weekdays from 8 to 11. On Medicine's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
A message from IndyCar owner Michael Andretti with Jim Beam Racing driver and 2003 IndyCar Series Rookie of the Year Dan Weldon.
Hey, rookie, you look good on the track today.
Thanks, Michael. You've taught me a lot about staying in control and making the right decisions.
That's the difference between winning and losing. We and our friends at Jim Beam Brands know there's no room for mistakes, on or off the track.
So if we drink smart. We drink in moderation, and we never drive drunk.
Drink smart. Under 21, don't drink. A public service message from Jim Beam Brands, the Michael Andretti Foundation, and this station.
You thought you were fed up. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike, 92.1.
Well, good evening, True Seekers. Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in tonight. How you doing? You okay? It's about 7 past the hour. Where to begin? Well, let's begin with Alexander the Great. Have you all seen the movie yet? I really thought it was going to be a good movie. There's a part of me that loves those sweeping epics, especially when they take, you know, an Alexander the Great or Genghis Khan or Hitler or Bush, you know, world conquerors. It's interesting. But being where we are at the time we are here, that is, the United States of America, or the ununited, the disunited States of America in the year 2004, controversy erupts over the movie. Controversy about the sexual orientation of Alexander the Great, right? Well, of course, you know, like I said, this is 2004, the disunited States of America. Of course, we're going to have this controversy. Now, Alexander, of course, what? 200-300 years BC, I believe, Alexander the Great, when he conquered the world. Well, he didn't conquer the world, you know. He conquered a swath of the world. But Stone's movie brings out just a tad, Oliver Stone, just a tad of Alexander's, call it bisexuality. If I, you know, who really knows? I know I have read historical accounts of his despair when, when his lover was injured. Hephaestion? Is that how you pronounce it? I think so. It is known, of course, to historians that it was common practice to have, shall we call it, bonding between soldiers, among soldiers. Well, between soldiers, because they would usually pair off. Because they would fight better in battle. You know, you would fight to defend your temporary lover's life. And keep in mind that these people were gone sometimes, well, 10, 15, 20 years before the return. They may have been married. They may have had children. But they also would indulge, apparently, historically, in homosexual sex. Some of them, apparently, were deeply committed to these relationships, as apparently, how many times am I going to say apparently tonight? Apparently, as was Alexander the Great. But the movie shows Alexander's boyhood friend, Hephaestion, calls him the true love of Alexander's life. A line in the film says, "Alexander was defeated only once by Hephaestion's thighs." That's a great line, isn't it? He was defeated only once by... Yeah. Conservative Christians have loudly denounced Alexander as pro-gay propaganda from Tinseltown, insisting that Alexander, of course, was really strictly hetero. Couldn't be, as Alexander the Great. Wow. According to... What do I have here? I don't know where I got this. But it says... Christians considering even seeing the film have been urged to, quote, speak to your pastors immediately because Satan is attempting to enter your mind. End quote. Now, at the other end of the spectrum, militant gay groups... I love that term, don't you? Militant gay groups. It reminds me, it gives me an image. Militant gay groups. Think about it for a minute. Militant gay groups. I see a bunch of guys, not women, a bunch of guys in uniform. I don't know, real snappy like Nazi uniforms. You know, the Nazis were Satan's spawn on Earth, but by God, they had the best uniforms ever, didn't they? They really did, especially the SS. Vile human beings, every one of them should be schmucked and killed and the heads chopped off. But the uniforms, yikes. So whenever I see that term, militant gay group, who says they're militant? What's militant? What is militant? When you say, well, I'd like to be treated like everybody else. Oh, you militant homosexual! No, I'd just like to be treated like everyone else, if you don't mind. If that's not too much pressure, okay? Anyway, militant gay groups are condemning Oliver Stone for not being more explicit in his depiction of the gay love affair. There's not even a kiss between Farrell and the guy who plays Hephaestion. But Alexander and his wife Roxanne, they share a graphic sex scene. So, you know, you can't win. Oliver Stone should know that. You can't win. You know, what the hell? Why fight? Now, it's not just Alexander that is causing this powerful reaction among certain factions in this country, the disunited states of America. Kinsey, the Liam Neeson film, Kinsey has apparently stirred up a similar firestorm of protests. It says here, conservatives were outraged at the film, which they say celebrates the life of a pervert and a sex maniac. Wow. Well, I don't know. Do conservatives never do it? I mean, what do they do? I mean, okay, missionary position. But is that it? I mean, what's up with these people? Well, I shouldn't say these people. What's up with you? You're listening. You're a right-winger. You know, you lurkers that hang around this program. What the hell is wrong with you? I mean, here's a movie about somebody that lived 2,300 years ago and happened to be either gay or bi gay or not gay or up gay or down gay. What the hell difference does it make? Really? Huh? Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? You'll pardon this expression, the oral tradition handed down through the centuries indicated that he was either gay or bisexual. But so what? So what? Don't you people have anything better? Look, it's the Christmas season. It's time to celebrate the birth of the mall. Why are you people picking on this movie Alexander? And why are you picking on the movie Kinsey? You know, what was it about the sex report that Kinsey came out with? You know, the male and then the female. You know, this stuff came out before you people were born. You weren't even born. What difference does it make what people were doing to each other back in the 40s? What the hell difference does it make? You know, why do you care?
Well, we got to save the marriage from queers and sex talk.
Well, you morons, if there were more sex talk, probably you Christians wouldn't have such a high divorce rate. You have the highest divorce rate, especially here in the South. Oh, my God. You know, after a while, being married, you get tired. I mean, first you were brother and sister, and then you're married? You know, that gets a little old, doesn't it? All right, cousins. All right, that's stereotyping the South. I'm sorry. Luna sent me an email from Canada. She says, "Dear Mike, I feel kind of creeped out knowing Bush is in the same country as I am. Our local protest tonight was certainly not too overcrowded, maybe 100 people. A far cry from the 18,000 Edmontonians who marched against the war in Iraq last spring. There was street theater here with Bush, portrayed by an actor with a mask and strangely an Australian accent. Bush being charged with his many crimes and then arrested by an actor dressed as a Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer. There were a lot of media people there. The protests in Ottawa looked very impressive, and I hope our Prime Minister keeps that in mind." Yeah. Demonstrators were, according to CNN, demonstrators were holding up signs calling Bush a war criminal and a liar. CNN says a few thousand demonstrators rallied in the Canadian capital Tuesday to protest his visit. Organizers said about 5,000 people, many of whom rode buses overnight from across Ontario and Quebec, held a rally at Ottawa City Hall before a planned march on Canada's Parliament building. Police put the figure between 2,500 and 3,000. Jesus, they even have that conflict in Canada, huh? We had 10,000 people! You had 300. Bush was welcomed, according to CNN, by many placards and signs along his motorcade route, including a truck parked nearby that was emblazoned with the phrase, "Bush is a war criminal." Another placard branded him an assassin. Yeah. Well, there's more here. And then you got to hear what he said when he did a joint press conference with the Prime Minister of Canada. Here, Bush was very apologetic and contrite. Stick around. This is Air America. I'm Mike Molloy.
Everyone's stiff. The dialogue's so sad. If this were a movie, why, I wouldn't believe it. But if this were a movie, I could get up and leave it. Yeah, if this were a movie, I could.
Federal college loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
It's winter, and that challenges my immune system. Hey, this is Larry King, and to stay healthy, I depend on the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So give your immune system the kind of help I give mine. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now,
Look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism, how a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You've heard the rumors, now get the facts. Call us right now.
Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
Now, this point about Condi Rice, though, is that she is completely incompetent. Why is she being put in charge of state?
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups.
Because she sits on the president's feet when he does sit-ups. And the bottom line is, George Bush is attempting a Soviet-style purge. Anybody who disagrees with the president is out. And that's the what they do. They attack reality.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The mic, 92.1.
A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA. TV personality Luke Perry.
All right, I got a little pop quiz for you. It's about me. What was my zip code? What city was it in? Name three kids I hung out with in the lunchroom. Name three kids your child hangs out with in the lunchroom.
Know what really matters. Know about your kid's school. And know about your kid. Find out 100 ways to know more, do more. Visit PTA.org or call 800-307-4-PTA. A message from the Ad Council and the National PTA.
Dear Mr. President, because the state of our feelings can narrow the range of our insights, deceptions are easily hidden in presumptions of innocence. And because every brick in hell is molded by habits and perspectives, war is always compelled by limits and understanding. Therefore, for dignity, please remember, any spiritual precept thought to be above criticism is too vainly filled with pride to leave room for divine humanity or moral governance. For contemplative education at Motto Citizens, behind the book and the oracle for the way to see whole, my name is Gola Wolf Richards. And for victory over blood spilled by confusion, I believe that nothing beats a failure but a try. Therefore, I wrote and recorded Silver Lessons for Global Citizenship, among other works that are speaking for virtue at MOTTOcitizens.com.
Take a deep breath, if you dare. Eric Tracy for Fresh Air. Do you remember when taking a deep breath wasn't a health risk? Well, Fresh Air offers a comprehensive line of air purifiers for your home, your vehicles, your hotel room, your office, your factory, and now even a personal air purifier that goes with you wherever you go. The Fresh Air Buddy could change your life. Now, are you an allergy sufferer, susceptible to every bacteria or virus that comes down the pike? Are you sensitive to perfumes or other odors? Then make a phone call and learn about the Fresh Air Buddy. The Fresh Air Buddy around your neck generates intensely charged particles, creating an almost contaminant-free breathing zone. Just try the Fresh Air Buddy for 1 hour and you'll be amazed that you no longer notice dust, smoke, toxins, allergens, or any offending particle or odor. Will the Fresh Air Buddy help you? You can decide risk-free. Here's the number to call.
Call 877-FRESH-38 now for your risk-free trial of Fresh Air. That's 877-FRESH-38. It's that easy. 877-FRESH-38. And breathe fresh air.
A new day in talk radio. Common sense. From the left side of the dial. The mic, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Standing up to the flying monkey right, it's more of Mike Malloy.
So, Bush in Canada. Signs calling him a war criminal and a liar. One demonstrator who stood by the Parliament building says Bush's motorcade arrives, says Canada is not against America. We're totally against Bush. This person says he's arrogant and ignorant. We totally disdain his policies on the war and his treatment of the UN. His administration has an imperialist attitude where he thinks he can take over countries by bombing them. Exactly. About 60% of Canadians think Bush's reelection was a bad thing. 26% think it was good. 60-year-old sculptor from the from New Brunswick held up a banner made from a bedsheet that read, "Bush, go home, keep your bloody hands off Canada." Yeah, yeah. In Canada, you're allowed to stand on your own streets and protest the arrival of a hated dictator. In this country, you're not. You know, you're not. You're just not allowed any longer. In Ukraine, you are allowed to demand that an apparently fraudulent election, or at least one that has all the hallmarks of fraud, should be protested. The people take to the streets. Not in this country. In this country, we don't do that. What we do is we try to follow the law, even though the right wing in this country urinates all over the law. They hate the law. The law is what they say it is at any given moment. We are a nation of men, not laws, according to them, you know, which is just bass-ackwards, right? But what we do in this country, we rely upon our minor political parties to file lawsuits in areas where we think, well, this could be right. You know, how can 36 people cast 112 votes? That there's something screwy there. So does the Democratic Party come riding over the crest of the hill with their banners flapping in the breeze, their sabers drawn, demanding justice and truth? No, of course they don't. Democrats don't do that. Democrats slink along the baseboard. They scuttle from room to room. They don't ride over the crest of the hill with their sabers drawn. So what we do is wait while the Independent Party, the Green Party, the Macrobiotic Party, the Shoehorn Party, whatever the hell party it is, out of 6 million votes cast in Ohio, 13 went to the Shoehorn Party. They are filing a protest. The Democrats? Democrats don't do that. Democrats don't do that. So we Democrats sit back and wait while the minor parties file whatever's left to file. I don't know anymore. What, lawsuits? Do we still file lawsuits about elections in this country? Freedom of Information Act request? Isn't that a joke? So what do? We wait. Okay, now count the stack. Ooh, damn. Okay, now these over here. Meanwhile, what do the Canadians do? Get the hell out of our country, you pig! What do the Ukrainians do? The Ukrainians say, okay, let us remind this hand-picked successor, Kuchma, or whatever, I can't pronounce Ukrainian names, the hand-picked successor, let us remind you this country has nuclear weapons. And best guess is maybe half of the army supports the guy who had the election stolen, and the other half supports the Putin candidate. They have nuclear weapons, for Christ's sake. Could this be the first civil war using nukes? Could be. Could be. But whether it is or not, the Ukrainian people smell a rat. The Yugoslavs smelled a rat. The Georgians smelled a rat. And they did something about it. What do we do in this country when not only do we smell a rat, but the rat gets back in office? What do? We rely on the Independent Party and the Green Party to go file lawsuits for us. And what the hell is up with Michael Moore? What was that on Jay Leno last night? I didn't see it. I just saw a clip of it on Keith Olbermann's program. What was his statement? Bush won because he got more votes. Oh my God. Michael Moore. So, you know who that leaves? You and me, Truth Seeker. And Randy Rhodes and Bev Harris and, you know, the usual gang of suspects. You know who you are. Laura Flanders, Greg Pallas, the usual gang of, you know, sit down and shut up, people. Jesse Jackson's out there now, right? I don't know. I don't know.
What is it you don't know, Mike?
I sound like a dithering idiot tonight. I swear to God. When we come back, just one soundbite. Bush with Prime Minister Martin, Canadian Prime Minister Martin, in Ottawa today. A sample of the Q&A from today's joint press conference. Stick around. Don't leave me. I'm feeling really puny tonight. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
I learned, will you? Take off, eh?
Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off to the great white north. Take off. It's a beauty way to go. Take off.
Beauty, eh? Like magic, eh? Yeah. Coming in. Well, that's like it was sung by angels.
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cortislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cortislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
Coming to you courtesy of 92.1 The Mic today, Madison's Progressive Talk.
I want to tell everyone, Madison's going to lead the way!
Well, I don't know about you, but I'll tell you, I can feel it in the air out here in Madison.
Madison, you're on the mic.
It's really an opportunity for Madison and for Wisconsin to let its voice be heard.
Stay informed and stay involved.
Here on Air America Radio.
Live in Madison.
Thank you, Madison!
The Mic.
Thank you!
92.1.
Bring some magic to this holiday season by taking your family to see Nutcracker Fantasy. One performance Saturday, December 11th. The director of Madison's own Nutcracker presents an original adaptation of the traditional music and dances you've come to cherish. Experience a performance that will last all season, featuring a live orchestra, spectacular staging, and captivating dancers. Be sure to see Madison's affordable Nutcracker Fantasy on Saturday, December 11th at the Wisconsin Union Theater. Call 262-2201 for tickets.
Daddy, why is the sky blue?
To match your pretty eyes.
Nope. See, all colors have wavelengths that are diffused by oxygen and nitrogen. Since blue has the shortest wavelength, it's diffused up to 10 times more.
Who taught you that?
Mommy.
By 6th grade, too many girls lose interest in math and science, which they'll need for most future jobs. Keep her interest alive. For ideas, go to girlsgotech.org. It's her future. Do the math. A public service message brought to you by Girl Scouts of the USA and the Ad Council.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are your glasses or contacts driving you nuts? Have you considered laser vision correction but just aren't sure it's right for you yet? If this sounds like you, then listen to this surprising story from the world's greatest golfer, Tiger Woods.
Hi, this is Tiger Woods. For years, I played golf with an invisible handicap. It was my contact lenses. My eyes would sting, burn, and water, all the while I was trying to concentrate on championship golf.
Then Tiger discovered what he described as a miracle from the doctors at TLC Laser Eye Centers.
I had the LASIK procedure with the TLC Laser Eye Center surgeon, and the results were fabulous.
Imagine being less dependent on glasses and contact lenses.
I'm 20/20 with no contacts. It's unbelievable not to have to deal with the hassles and frustrations of glasses or contacts.
Call 1-800-400-6787 now for all the exciting details, including a free video and complimentary evaluation. Call now to find out more today. 1-800-400-6787. That's 1-800-400-6787.
What we teach our children about money can stay with them a lifetime.
Teresa Turin of the Employee Benefit Research Institute.
Have you taught and encouraged your child to save? Teach savings through your own good example and save for your children's future. Your life, your choices. Work smarter and plan to retire in style. Choose to save.
Target how much you need to save by completing the ballpark estimate worksheet at www.choosetosave.org.
Choose to save.
That's choosetosave.org.
A new level of relevance. Stirring the senses. Stirring sensibilities. The Mike, 92.1. Madison's Progressive Talk.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure. Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. So the story of when Bush was in Colombia, another narco state, almost not nearly as bad as Afghanistan. Colombia will be once we get our clutches deep enough into it. But remember that phony report? Somebody was trying to shoot George Bush in Colombia. It turns out it was just nonsense. He had 18,000 security guards. So he goes to Canada. I don't know how many security guards he had there, but he goes to Canada. And the people of Canada, some politely, some not so politely, ask him to get the hell out of town. And I saw some Canadian commentator, I think he was an editor of a newspaper on one of the newscasts, and I think it was CBS. And, you know, he said, look, you know, enough's enough. We shouldn't be this ugly towards the elected head of our neighbors to the south, or whatever the hell he said. And, I just wanted to throw a pillow at the TV. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? You know, you're dealing with somebody who is allowing torture, promoting torture in our prisons of people that are denied basic human rights. I mean, this is like Hitler's Germany. It's like Stalin's Russia. It's like Mao's China. It's like Pol Pot's Cambodia. We're now in Bush's America. So this Canadian editor was suggesting to his fellow countrymen, hey, you know, chill, back down, wait, stop, come on. This is depressing. Mr. Editor, whoever you were, I only call you for a few seconds, but you must be out of your mind. You must be, no respect, disrespect intended here, sir, but you must be out of your mind. What are you talking about? You know, when the nukes rain down on this country, you don't think they're going to come to yours, too? Come on. What is Windsor, Ontario? It's, you know, Detroit, Michigan, Windsor, Ontario. What are they?
Two cities?
Yeah. What separates them? Detroit River. I can spit across the Detroit River. Almost. So the demonstrators in Canada say he's arrogant and ignorant. Now, signs say, you know, mass killer, get out of town, Bush is a war criminal, assassin, blah, 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 blah. Do the police move in? Do the Canadian Mounted Police, RCMP, move in and go, all right, move it out, get to the free speech zone or whatever the hell we call it up here. Go. No. Yeah, there was some confrontation. There were some people busted. There were some arrests, I guess. There was some tear gas. But this is the President of the United States. This is a guy who cannot travel in certain countries without literally, thousands upon thousands of security guards. Think about that. God. So there he was at the joint press conference, and we only have one. This is the only one that's worth sharing with you. Now, keep in mind, Bush was too much of a coward to appear before the Canadian House of Commons. Wouldn't dare. Because the Canadian parliamentarians would have chewed him a new body orifice. They would have. In a parliamentary form of government, that's the way the game is played. In this country, Tom DeLay sets the rules. And the Democrats scuttle along the woodwork. Grrr. Mr. DeLay, can we go to the bathroom? Sit down! Shut up! Yes, sir. But Bush was too much of a coward to appear before the Canadian House of Commons. So he goes to the Lester B. Pearson Building in Ottawa, where he holds a joint press conference with Prime Minister Martin. A Canadian reporter says the following. Mr. President, the days after September 11th, thousands of Canadians went to Parliament Hill to demonstrate solidarity with the United States. And in fact, in cities across the country, those demonstrations occurred. Yet, public opinion polls, sir, and other evidence suggest that now, today, our peoples are in fact diverging. That in fact, our peoples are drifting apart. Why do you think that is, Mr. President? And do you have any responsibility for it?
I haven't seen the polls you look at. And we just had a poll in our country where people decided that the foreign policy of the Bush administration ought to be stay in place for 4 more years. And it's a foreign policy that works with our neighbors. But I'm the kind of fella who does what I think is right. And we'll continue to do what I think is right. I'll consult with our friends and neighbors, but if I think it's right to remove Saddam Hussein for the security of the United States, that's the course of action I'll take. And that some people don't like that. I understand that.
It's just that snotty 16-year-old bully boy playground junk-ass attitude. I can't stand that.
We just had a poll in our country where people decided that the foreign policy of the Bush administration ought to be stay in place for 4 more years. I'm the kind of fellow who does what I think is right. I'm a little dictator. I'm a little chicken dictator.
And I wrap myself in the documents of this country that say I'm the president. And I wrap myself in the damage that's being done by Bill Frist and Tom DeLay in the Supreme Court. And you all can kiss my ass. You Canadians. You French. You Germans. You Israelis. You Palestinians. You Spaniards. I don't care. I'm George Bush. I'll do what I please. I'll do what I think is right. And if I think it's right to remove Saddam from the security of the United States, that's the course of action I'll take. The arrogance of that statement is beyond comprehension. I can't get my mind around it. I can't do it. This is a president of a democratic republic, a president of the United States making a statement like that. If blank irritates me, if I see blank being a threat to the United States, I'll remove him from office. I'll do what I want. Congress, American people. Pfft. Jesus. You're not worried? You're not worried about this? And you right-wingers, you freepers, you ultra-conservatives, you Christian thugs, do you think you're going to escape? Do you really think you're going to escape from this? Huh? Do you think George Bush is sincere when he talks about his little relationship with the baby Jesus? Do you really think he means that? Don't you understand that is to manipulate you and it works every single time? That was part of the Lee Atwater strategy. That's part of the Karl Rove strategy. This family is interested in power and money and control and death and war and destruction. God. If I think Saddam Hussein, if I think Abe Snake, if I think Joe Blow is a threat to America, I'll remove him! My name is Christ! Unbelievable, huh? So here we are. And it's Christmas! Do you have any Christmas carols, Kathy? I want a Christmas carol. Will you please cue one up now? It is the Christmas season, huh? Everybody in a good, are y'all in a good Christmas mood? Huh? Duck the halls with Boston Charlie, Walla Walla Washington, Kalamazoo, Nora's freezing on the trolley, la 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 la. Right? Huh? You got something out there? What's that one I like by the Siberian Express or whatever that group is called? Do you have that? I just want to, I know you don't like this. Kathy hates this. But I just want a little bit of that Siberian, is it Siberian Express? Oh, my God. Look at all the CDs falling on the floor out there. Oh, my God. A whole stack of them just... Oh, jeez. Now the baby's crying. Oh, no. Look at it. Just kidding. No, it is the Christmas season, right? Have you been out? Have you been to the malls? Oh, not that one. I want some kick-ass. I want some real Christ music. Come on. Some kick-ass stuff. You got some kick-ass? You know, the muscular... There you go! Okay. Let's listen to this for a second.
Right here, right now, Mike Malloy.
Christmas spirit. Let's bomb Fallujah. Kill him. Death to the Arabs. Ha! Alexander the Great was a faggot. Amen. Amen. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
You know that kind of stuff, right? So we're out in the mall the other day. We went to Baby Gap just to look. We get Molly's baby clothes from friends and relatives. We haven't bought anything yet. I don't know how baby clothes manufacturers ever make any money at all, because everybody just hands around stuff. But we were out in the mall, and we went into Baby Gap just to see what kind of craziness was in there. Oh my God! You wouldn't believe it. Baby Gap? And you look at the stuff in there, and then look at the labels, where it's made. And you see all these little brown-skinned fingers in your imagination, little brown-skinned, little yellow-skinned fingers, little fingers, sewing stuff, and putting little snaps and buttons, and then leaving after 14 hours in the sweatshop and taking their 9 cents and going out and buying a donut and some rice. There they are, making the baby... Like little elves. These are real little elves. Whether it's Baby Gap clothes or the garbage in Walmart, whatever it is. You know, there it is, there it is. Celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. Celebrate by buying this crap, this junk, this stuff made by little brown hands, little yellow hands. Brrr, sewing on little snaps and little levers and lights and putting little things on, you know? And it's all yours for only $29.95. Merry Christmas.
The only thing I get are ties and socks. My kids are never happy with what's under the tree. Soon they'll understand Christmas sucks. Whoa, every freaking year Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks. Christmas sucks.
Hey, hey, hey!
You can burn a few calories with this brain teaser from Cordislim. What do Stamford, Connecticut, Burbank, California, and the Cordislim lifestyle have in common? Here to tell us is Dr. Greg.
Well, the connection is that those cities each have a population of over 100,000 people. So, hypothetically, you might say that the entire population of, say, Abilene, Texas, not only ordered Cortislim one time, but ordered Cortislim again. And that doesn't surprise us at all, because over 100,000 reorders tells you that the Cortislim lifestyle, and that's managing everyday stress to create positive change, including your weight, along with proper diet, exercise, and Cortislim, well, it's working.
So when you hear that the number of customers who've reordered Cortislim is roughly equal to the entire population of Green Bay, ask yourself, wouldn't you be more comfortable stepping off the scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle this holiday season? It's as easy as calling 1-800-921-BURN. That's 800-921-BURN. Once again, 800-921-BURN.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
How is it that Matt Drudge is mentioned on the news as a source for a story? How on CNN, on ABC, do news anchors say, this comes from Matt Drudge?
Well, they have a sense of humor.
I think you're giving them too much credit.
The Majority Report, weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
We make it easy for you to say yes to a healthy, beautiful smile. Hello, I'm Dr. Chris Cammer from the all-new Center for Cosmetic Dentistry, where we offer complete dental care and hygiene. In fact, if you need your teeth cleaned, if you call today, we'll see you today. Now that's easy. If you're crunched for time weekdays, no problem. The Center for Cosmetic Dentistry is open until 9 p.m., and we're open on Saturdays. Fitting us into your schedule is easy. And we understand that many people are apprehensive about a trip to the dentist. That's why we offer an array of comforting amenities, including a certified massage therapist to relax you before, during, and after your appointment, if you like. You'll breathe an easy sigh of relief when you get here. At the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry, we will figuratively and literally hold your hand through the care that gets you healthy and gives you the smile of your dreams that will attract loved ones and business success. The new Center for Cosmetic Dentistry is located just west of the Beltline off of University Avenue. Call 82-SMILE or visit thesmileexperts.com.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
For years, your parents got you the holiday gifts you wanted. Now it's your turn to do something for them. Last year, you got them a great new computer to keep them connected to the family and share photos of their new grandkids. But they're afraid to use it, and it's sitting there collecting dust. Breathe Easy Computer Training can help with individualized one-on-one training for your parents in their own home on their own computer. This year, make sure they'll be able to start enjoying their PC. Email info at breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates.
Listen to Madison's Progressive Talk online anytime at themike921.com and join Mark and me for Mornings Edition from 5 to 8 on the Mike 92.1.
Help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The Air America phones are ringing off the hook.
We've done this kind of thing up here in my little town. We had Republicans in power, and we managed to change it over just by knocking on doors and informing people.
866-303-AAR0.
When the Republicans were in the minority, they had a never-say-die attitude, and we really have to demonstrate that. We showed in this past election that we could really bring the fight to them, and it's long about time that we stood up and took a page from their fight book.
We're listening.
Thank you.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderestimate. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It's about 8 minutes before the hour. Dan is calling from Wyoming. Dan, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. I love your show.
Thank you, sir.
I'm listening to you on Sirius Radio because we can't get you any other way here in Wyoming.
Well, that's a good way to hear the program. Sirius is it's a good outfit.
I'd like to make the point that we've been kind of lured into a conundrum here in Iraq. Never, I'm kind of a student of history, and I've noticed that never in the history of war, since you started your program talking about Alexander the Great, which kind of begins the history of war, nobody has ever won an insurgency war. And I heard somewhere on Air America, it might not have been this program, but another one, where they made the great analogy of, it's like a balloon. When you squeeze one side, it swells on the other. In other words, the more of them you kill, the angrier they get.
Mm-hmm.
And the more you back off, the more emboldened they become. And we have nobody to blame but the right-wing people of this nation for putting us in this terrible conundrum of a no-win situation. I mean, if the right-wing had some intelligence, they would look at history and discover that the Russians, the English, the Romans, the Greeks, nobody has ever won an insurgency war. And we're put in this horrifying situation of people dying.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? I mean, a lot of the right-wing people that I'm surrounded by here seem to think or be convinced that we're going to win this thing. And history doesn't support that.
Right, it's insane to try to believe, as you're pointing out very succinctly, that an occupier or an invader will ultimately win. Ultimately, you know, they may control for 60, 70, 80 years, but ultimately they lose, and at one hell of a price. How long was the Soviet Union in Afghanistan for what, 7-8 years?
Yeah, that may have led to the downfall.
It did. It did. It led to, it was a part and parcel of the end of empire for the Soviets, their adventure in Afghanistan. And but when you suggest that neoconservatives or right wingers or these thugs, these absolute Nazis that are running this country, look at history for lessons to be learned, surely you jest. They don't look at history. They consider themselves the writers of history.
Right. They think we're immune from history, and only look 35, 40 years ago, this nation itself has lost an insurgency war. Wasn't Vietnam an insurgency war?
Yes.
So, I mean, within people's lifetimes. I mean, it's not like the deep, dark depths of history, Mike.
Right.
When we're talking about within people's lifetime, this country itself lost an insurgency war because, you know, the Nixon and Johnson administration found themselves in the same conundrum.
Well, look at
Vietnamese, the angrier they get. If you back off, the more emboldened they can become. So the only question is how many lives are lost in the meantime?
Look at the conflict that has been ongoing since 1948 between the Israelis and the Palestinians. I mean, that is a 56 year long war.
Right. And how many people have died to
oh my God! What? How many people have been blown up on buses? How many people have had their villages strafed? How many people have died? And it just goes on and on. There will never, ever, ever be peace between the Israelis and the Palestinians. Never. That's one of the reasons I don't even go to that topic anymore. I used to believe that there was a way to find peace between those two Semitic peoples, but it's impossible, you know. And every I think about this a lot every time Christmas rolls around, because Christmas, the way the Christians have structured it, is a celebration of a Palestinian Jew.
Right.
He's a Palestinian Jew. And then we celebrate his birth at Christmas, a Palestinian Jew, and take a look at what's going on. It's insane. Dan, listen, thanks for checking in from Wyoming. Jesus, I don't believe you're listening to us in Wyoming.
God. You know what? We're not as red a state as you think, Mike. I live in Teton County.
Yeah.
Dick Cheney's home county.
Yeah.
Jackson, Wyoming has a population of 6,800, and you think he'd be a local hero. But
hey, the music
check
is
the
coming.
Newspaper.
Here it comes. Here comes the top of the hour. Thanks, Dan. Hang in there. Call me again. Oh, dear God, Wyoming. Take care. Quick break, folks. We'll be right back. Yeah, you didn't know that? Yeah, he was a Palestinian Jew.
This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
4 years ago, George Bush gazed into the soul of Vladimir Putin and saw his own reflection. "We share a lot of values," Bush said. "Both Putin and Bush are secretive, authoritarian, swaggering tough guys. Both responded to terrorism with disastrous military campaigns, and both rule over declining empires desperately trying to maintain their old spheres of influence. It's the last similarity that's largely responsible for the crisis in Ukraine. By most accounts, Putin's government, and Bush's for that matter, meddled with Ukraine's presidential election. Now, in a wonderful bit of historical irony, the Bush administration has called for Ukraine's Supreme Court to step in to nullify the results and hold new elections. As the two soulmates tug over Ukraine's future, the country risks being pulled apart. Russia and America should stop interfering with Ukraine's internal affairs, but this seems unlikely because both men share something else in common. They are dividers, not uniters. For more, go to thenation.com. I'm Katrina Van in Hoover for Air America.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
It's so nice to have someone voicing my opinions, thinking like me, etc.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I just wanted to say that it's a fantastic radio station, and the information and points of view are up to date.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
The Wisconsin State Journal has your chance to win free tickets to see a great holiday tradition in Madison. Back by popular demand, the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, live in concert December 4th at the Alliant Energy Center. Now through December 1st, see the Wisconsin State Journal for details on how you can win your free tickets. Your chance to see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra live from the Wisconsin State Journal.
Get behind the mic. Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison. The Mic 92.1, Madison's new progressive talk station.
CNN Radio News, I'm Greg Black. President Bush tonight reaffirming his support for a 9/11 reform bill, saying he believes Congress can get a bill on his desk by next week. CNN Radio's Ed Henry says if that does not happen, at least one prominent Republican in Congress believes Bush himself will be to blame.
Republican Congressman Chris Shays today challenged President Bush to come to Capitol Hill next week during the lame duck session of Congress and make his case behind closed doors to Republican lawmakers. Shays is convinced that a direct appeal from the president will sway a majority of Republicans and get this bill done.
The president is in Ottawa tonight on a trip that's meant to help rebuild U.S.-Canadian relations, which were strained by differences over the war in Iraq. When the president returns to Washington, he'll have another cabinet vacancy to fill. Tom Ridge confirming today he'll be stepping down as Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. CNN Radio's Ira Melman has the story.
The former Pennsylvania governor directed the consolidation of 22 different federal agencies employing about 180,000 people, the biggest government revamping in 50 years, a big job for whoever replaces it.
I would say to my successor that the opportunity to continue on a day-by-day basis to make your country safer and more secure within the constitutional framework is an enormous challenge and a great opportunity for leadership.
Ira Melman, CNN Radio, Washington.
Testimony has begun in the penalty phase of the Scott Peterson murder trial. Four members of Lacey Peterson's family took the stand today. Prosecutors are asking the jury to sentence Peterson to death. Peterson's defense attorneys reserve their opening statements until they present their side of the case later this week. The judge in the case originally said this phase would last 5 days. He now says it may end sooner than that. This is CNN Radio News.
An OnStar Conversation, September 6th, 2004.
On Star Center, this is Sandra.
I'm in Florida. Can you get me a phone number out? My two daughters must be climbing the wall.
I certainly will.
OnStar offers additional help in difficult situations, like the recent hurricanes.
Hello?
How are you?
Hi! I'm worried so sick about you. Where are you?
We're in the car. Call OnStar. Got us through.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God for OnStar, right?
Yes. Thank you for calling me.
The peace of mind OnStar offers is more affordable than you might think.
Was there anything else that I can help you with?
Right now, we're very good. I'll never forget you, OnStar. You're beautiful.
You're beautiful, too.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Stay safe, and thank you for using OnStar.
The first year of service is included on new OnStar-equipped vehicles. An unlimited use of all OnStar safety services costs only $16.95 plus tax per month after that. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com.
Army Reserve Private Lindy England will be in court tomorrow for a hearing on her upcoming court-martial over prisoner abuse at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison. In Los Angeles today, the group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals staged a demonstration against the Australian wool industry. CNN Radio's Jim Roop explains.
The demonstration's aimed at calling attention to the practice of mulesing by 80% of Australian sheep farmers. Flies lay eggs in the folds of sheep's skin, and the maggots, when hatched, literally eat the sheep alive. So farmers cut the skin of the animals to stop the flies from laying the eggs. But this carving is done without anesthetic. PETA says live export is also inhumane. The animals are shipped under extreme conditions, cramped, very hot, many animals not able to get to food or water, some even trampled to death. PETA wants shoppers to boycott products made from Australian wool. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
A worker was killed today in the collapse of a huge bridge that is under construction over a Missouri River reservoir in North Dakota. Two others were injured. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, the streak is over. On a show that aired tonight, Jeopardy contestant Ken Jennings finally lost. Alex Trebek, host of the King World Game Show, says it had to end sooner or later.
All good things have to come to an end, don't they? Well, too bad for Ken, but he's going home with a lot of money. $2.5 million. Congratulations, young man. Nancy!
It was the longest and richest winning streak in TV game show history. And here's something that's sure to spark controversy among parents and teachers. Schools in Buffalo, New York are going to be offering rewards to students who choose fruits and vegetables in the lunch line. The prizes will be small, inexpensive bracelets or keychains, but administrators are hoping it'll be enough to at least get the kids to try to eat a healthier lunch in school. I'm Greg Black, and this is the CNN Radio Network.
The Randy Rhoads Show. There's no one else like her.
They're going to church just like they do in the red states. Their mills are closing just like in the red states. And the sermons are the same just like in the red states. You know what the Sunday morning sermon was? Are you 35 years old and still living with your mother? Jesus wants you to grow up. Blaming the people for not working when there was no place to work.
The Randy Rhoads Show. 2 to 5. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike. 92.1.
I really wanted to help the homeless, so I donated money to a shelter, which gets them a hot meal and a bed, but the next day they're on the street again. So I start working at a job training center, but the only jobs most of them can get pay minimum wage, so they can't afford a place to live. Now they can't go back to the shelters, because most of the shelters lost their funding when the budget emphasis shifted from housing to job training.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Now, Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth, on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. Malloy here on Air America Radio. You know, during the break, we were just thinking, I guess this is the official Christmas season. It did start right after Halloween, and we have done nothing on this program. So, and we're not going to do anything specific. Well, we do have a Christmas show that we do every year that we combine the winter solstice and Christmas celebration since... You know, Christians stole the whole thing from the pagans. So we kind of blend them together. But before we go back to your phone calls, And we are coming to your phone calls. We just thought, well, look, you know, I've gotten a couple of emails here wanting to hear one of the songs we played last year, O Holy Night, which, frankly, is one of my favorites. It's just a beautiful, beautiful carol. And I want you to listen to this. Just kick back. This, you know, it runs about 3 minutes. You'll like it. It's great. So let's just take a little Christmas music break here. They're doing it at the malls. What the hell? Let's do it here. Okay, you ready? All right, just kick back. Here we go.
Oh, holy night. Stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pined, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices. For yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Oh, on your knees, oh, hear the angels call.
Season. I just love it. And another 45 minutes or less, it will be December 1st, so it's okay. You know, it's okay, right? It's okay. All right. The music, the mistletoe, the holly, the caroling. Oh my God. All right. We I wanted to mention that the International Committee of the Red Cross has discovered that we are committing torture in Guantanamo. Now, this came out in confidential reports. The way the ICRC works, they request to go into suspect areas like war zones or cities under siege or prisons, and the countries that own these terrible places say, okay, you can come in and look around and write us a report, but it has to remain confidential. And the ICRC, which is based, where are they based, Kathy? In Switzerland or Sweden? Switzerland, I guess? Zurich? Whatever. They say, okay, all right, we'll do it. And this kind of, all on the QT, you and I don't know about this, and the civilian populations never know about it, but this kind of puts the government in question on notice that the ICRC knows about this. And the ICRC, they go, okay, well, no, we won't make it public. Apparently, the situation in Guantanamo is so bad that the ICRC has... there was a big debate within the organization whether or not they should go public with what they discovered. Now, somebody leaked the report. The report went to... who to go to? It went to the State Department. It went to the White House, the Pentagon. It went to the commander of the detention facility, Guantanamo. And the New York Times got their hands on a copy. This is not good. But this is America. This is Christmas 2004. Here we are. Whether you like it or not, Truth Seeker, here we are. The ICRC has charged the United States government and the American military with intentionally using psychological and physical coercion tantamount to torture on prisoners at Gitmo in Cuba. Now, you might say, well, what the hell, Mike? These are terrorists. No, they're not. They're not terrorists. How many? They're not terrorists. These are people who are rounded up in where? In Afghanistan, maybe? Some in Iraq? Maybe some tin-horn dictator that we support said, here, take these 6 or 12. Take them, too. But here's the really bad part. Do any of you know the name Mengele? I guess you have to be over a certain age. Dr. Mengele? Sure you do. Sure you do. The report also asserted that some doctors and other medical workers at Guantanamo are participating in the planning for the interrogations in what the report called, quote, a flagrant violation of medical ethics, end quote. Doctors. Now we mentioned this a couple of months ago, didn't we, Kathy? We brought this up when this first leaked, because this report was put together in July, I believe. And we came on the air with on this network August 2nd, 3rd, somewhere, and this is one of the first stories out of the box. We thought, you know, we said, what the hell? Doctors and medical personnel convey information about prisoners' mental states and vulnerabilities to interrogators. According to the report, the torturers, I should say, they convey information about the prisoner's mental and physical health to the torturers so that the torturers have this information so they know where and how to apply the pressure, both physical and psychological. Now, the report said that this information from the medical people is conveyed sometimes directly to the torturers, but occasionally through a group called the Behavioral Science Consultation Team. Do you like that? Huh? Do you like that? The Behavioral Science Consultation Team, or the BSCT. The team is known as Biscuit. Do you like that? It's composed of psychologists and psychological workers who advise the torturers, the report said. Do you like this? Huh? Do you like this? Merry Christmas! Do you like this? The Biscuit Team. The Biscuit Team. The Behavioral Science Consultation Team. The Biscuit Team. They get the information from the doctors and the psychiatrists and the psychologists. And what do you suppose the information says? Something like, well, this guy really had a problem with his mother. So his mother had red hair. Put on a red wig. After you have sensually deprived him for 36 hours, jump out of the shadows and scream, I'm going to cut off your weenie! And he'll really go nuts! This is what we do now. This is what we do now. Merry Christmas!
To the boats, for they're hanging from the gallows overlooking Guantanamo Bay. He's a cowboy president, but he wears a black hat.
Larry King here with a timely message. These days, keeping my immune system strong is more important than ever. That's why I believe in getting more from my vitamin C, the advanced protection of Ester C. Advanced because Ester C is the only vitamin C with metabolites. Advanced because it's already in a form my body can use. So do what I do and help your immune system face the challenge. Get the advanced protection of Ester C. Are you getting advanced protection from your vitamin C?
And now, look for Ester E, where fine vitamins are sold.
Federal College loan rates are currently lower than they have ever been, which means by refinancing now, you could cut your monthly student loan payment by up to 50%. By calling 1-800-2-COLLEGE, you'll quickly be connected to College Loan Corporation. We will answer your questions, help you lower your payments, and secure a rate as low as 2.63%. It's easy, it's free, and so far, over 300,000 people have called. 1-800-2-COLLEGE. It's the smartest call you can make.
Need a great holiday gift for your Red State friends? Give them Hell-Raising Mother Jones magazine. It's the most bodacious Christmas present in America, guaranteed to please and provoke all year long. And right now at readmojo.com, you can get a full year subscription for just $10. That's right, $10 for a full year of Mojo at readmojo.com. This season, you can help turn the red states blue with a gift subscription to Mother Jones at readmojo.com.
The Radio Shack Glossary of Electronics. Today's term, the boomerang. It's when someone sells you the wrong accessory or a no-name thing that simply goes kaput.
Excuse me, this didn't work.
Bummer.
They didn't sell you an electronic accessory, my friend. They sold you a boomerang, because it's coming back to that store. But at Radio Shack, we give you easy answers by carrying a bigger selection of quality accessories for all major brands of electronics. So you'll come back because you want to, not because you have to. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Wondering if you guys can actually make some sort of bumper sticker or t-shirts that we can show people. Turn on 92.1.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love listening to you. Keep up the good work, and thank you.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Thanks for checking out our membership meeting for Iota Gamma Kappa Fraternity. Candidates will be notified around this semester.
Can you believe that white boy showed up?
Justin?
Yeah.
He seems pretty cool. He gets decent grades. Oh, yeah, I played ball with him the other day. Old boy got a mean crossover.
Now, see, that's what I'm talking about. White people think that they could be one of us. It'll be a cold day and you know where before I let a white boy into this frat. You feel me?
Nah, Trey, I don't feel you.
Imagine the power of one voice. Find your voice at freedomcenter.org. A message from the National Underground Railroad Freedom Center and the Ad Council.
Worried about four more years of government secrecy and attacks on your rights? Go to www.readmojo.com and subscribe to Mother Jones Magazine, your antidote to government corruption. At readmojo.com, you can subscribe for just $10 a year, 70% off the newsstand price. This month, read our investigation into the Justice Department's continued assault on civil liberties. Pick up Mother Jones, your source for no-holds-barred investigative journalism, by going to readmojo.com today.
Do you know where your children are on the internet? In the U.S., thousands of children are affected by internet crimes every day across the country. You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Help educate our children.
Join the PCP, Printer Cartridge Recycling Program. Don't toss that cartridge. Call 1-866-STOP-ABUSE.
It doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in preventing internet crimes across the nation. It is an effective project for schools, corporations, businesses, offices, private homes, and best of all, the environment.
Don't toss.
For every cartridge you return, the Child Abuse Unit receives a dollar towards the education on internet safety.
You can help prevent crimes against innocent children on the web. Educate your children.
And remember, it doesn't cost anything to participate. Don't just make a difference. Be the difference.
You can be the difference in protecting us and promoting internet safety. Don't toss.
Sponsored by the Child Abuse Unit, SPCC, 1-866-STOP-ABUSE. For more information, go to childabuseunit.com. Keep our children safe on the internet. Childabuseunit.com.
Wouldn't it be great if some things were more convenient, like income tax preparation?
Please pull up to the second window for your refund.
Unfortunately, not everything can be convenient, but Radio Shack is. With over 7,000 stores, there's probably one in your neighborhood where you'll find the helpful service you want, plus the latest electronics, accessories, wireless phones, and gift ideas. So even though we'd all like a little more convenience...
Yeah, I'm here to take your driver's license photo.
It's nice to know Radio Shack really offers it. Radio Shack, you've got questions, we've got answers.
Listen online at themike921.com. Don't miss a minute of Unfiltered, weekday mornings from 8 to 11, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Mother, should I trust the government?
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy.
Mother, do you think they'll drop the bomb?
Well, possibly. So here we are. Asked about the accusations in the report put together by the International Committee of the Red Cross that we are now a torturing state. Asked about the report that was handed out to lawyers at the White House. You like that? Lawyers at the White House, the Pentagon, and State Department. Lawyers at the White House, lawyers at the Pentagon, lawyers at the State Department. And to the lawyers, the commander of the detention facility at Gitmo, General Jay Hood. New York Times got one. New York Times got one. New York Times got the Pentagon Papers, too. Remember that? Asked about the accusations in the report, a Pentagon spokesman provided a statement saying, quote, the United States operates a safe, humane, and professional detention operation at Guantanamo that is providing valuable information in the war on terrorism, end quote. In exchange for exclusive access to prison or detention facilities, the International Committee of the Red Cross agrees to keep its findings confidential. The findings are shared only with the government that is detaining people. Now, that's a nice relationship, isn't it? Hey, we want to come in and investigate, but we're not going to share it with anybody. We'll just tell you what real rat bastards you are. We'll tell you what you are doing, and then, you know, but we won't tell anybody, okay? So the issue of confidentiality must be a vexing issue for people on the ICRC of conscience. Now, remember, the ICRC was founded in 1863. So maybe back, you know, then, 140 years ago, it was okay to keep things confidential. But apparently, word is leaking out, that when the report was put together on Guantanamo, what we are doing there, the United States of, by God, America, you know, Jesus' favorite place, what we are doing there, when word got around about what we are doing there, members of this committee had one of those moments, right? They all sat down over tea and crumpets, whatever the hell they eat in Switzerland. I don't know. Cheese. You know, chocolate. I have no idea. But they sat down and they said, damn, this is really bad. Are we going to stay silent about this? So they decided that they would. Anatella Notari, a veteran Red Cross official and spokeswoman, said that the ICRC frequently complained to the Pentagon and other branches of the American government when government officials cite the Red Cross visits to suggest that there is no abuse at Guantanamo. You see how this works? This allows the country that says, go ahead, look at our prisons, look at what we're doing, but nobody, don't tell anybody. This allows that totalitarian government to then say, see, the ICRC has been here, and there's no report, so we must be doing it right. Now, what you and I, dumb, ignorant freaks that we are, what we didn't know up until this moment, or whenever this came out in the Times today, what you and I didn't know is the agreement that they agree before they ever investigate not to reveal what the investigation determines. Pretty neat arrangement, huh? If you're a totalitarian murderer, that's a pretty good deal. Hi, ICRC, you're here to check? Okay, go ahead. See those rooms over there? Now be quiet. People in there are sleeping. Their eyes are open, but they're sleeping. You never think they're sleeping. But they are. But the part of this that is so horrifying, doctor to me, just to me, in my little rat nest corner of the universe over here in Georgia. You know, just down here among the dust bunnies and the little Democrats scuttling along the woodwork. You know, what is really upsetting to me is that doctors and medical personnel convey information about prisoners' mental health and vulnerabilities, oh my God, to the interrogators, to the torturers, according to the report. They sometimes transfer this information directly to the torturers, but here it comes. Usually through a group called the Behavioral Science Consultation Team, or BISCT. That's what they call it. The team known informally, according to the New York Times, the team known informally as BISCT is composed of psychologists and psychological workers who advise the torturers. Well, the Times says who advise the interrogators, but you know. BISCT team. You know what Orwell, you know what George Orwell is doing right now? He is just ricocheting around in hell going, oh my God, why didn't I think of that? BISCT team! I love it! Tea and biscuits! Oh Jesus, that is wonderful! The BISCT team, truth seeker. Now, who pays the BISCT team? That's right, you do. I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about in terms of morality and ethics that we have very little left. Right? Huh? The BISCT team. Think about it. We'll be right back. The BISCT team.
The war on terror involves Saddam Hussein because of the nature of Saddam Hussein and his willingness to terrorize himself.
Lose 30 pounds in 30 days? Or how about eat whatever you want and still lose weight? Look, you and I both know that is not going to happen. I'm Dr. Greg Cinnamone, and I'd probably be the first to sign up for that magic pill that makes diet and exercise irrelevant. But until that day, I'm content to be one of 100,000 plus folks who haven't just ordered Cortislim once. They've ordered Cortislim again. So many people have found that Cortislim is part of an absolutely brilliant lifestyle of managing daily stress. Why? Because stress leads to problems, like gaining weight. We believe that good health involves diet, exercise, supplementation, and Cortislim. And I want you to have Dr. Talbot's Total Sense program free with your order. Look, the holidays are here, and stress and overeating is a problem. This is your chance to step off that scale and into the Cortislim lifestyle. Call 1-800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN. 800-921-BURN.
Are you on the mic? Call Madison's Progressive Voicemail at 663-7291 to let everyone else know.
Hi, so far we've been really loving the mic.
I really enjoy what you guys are doing.
You guys are great.
Tell us what you think. Call 663-7291 to get on the mic.
I love Randy Rhoads. Of course I love Al Franken. Sue Levitan is great. I love it all.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic 92.1.
Puts it towards the net. The Badgers score. Crashing in on the play, Ryan McMurtry beats the netminder. 1-0 Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center on December 3rd and 4th as they take on Minnesota Duluth. Face-off is 7:05 p.m. both nights. Why not grab a Famous Footwear family four-pack? That's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a $5 Famous Footwear gift card for just $56. Additional tickets, which also include a soda and hot dog, are only $14. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
St. Vincent de Paul helps your neighbors in need when he needs food for his family.
When she needs a bed for a child to sleep in and a few extra blankets.
When he needs a coat to wear to work to keep out the winter chill.
When they can't afford to fill a prescription.
When he's in danger of having his utilities disconnected.
When a family just needs a place to stay.
St. Vincent de Paul responds with practical, direct material assistance, providing the things folks in our community need to get by when times are tough. Their work is here, in your hometown, right here in Dane County.
You can make a difference. Help St. Vincent de Paul. Send a check, donate food, clothing, or household items. Call 278-2920 today. 278-2920.
Help your neighbors in need.
We save you money. We save you time. You're gonna love what you find inside. Get those money-saving coupons in the Savings Monthly magazine.
Be sure to check your mail this week for your special holiday edition of Savings Monthly Magazine for Mail South. This month's issue is loaded with specials from Firestone Car Care, Papa Murphy's, Geico Insurance, Family Dollar Store, Uno, Chicago Grill, Tires Plus, and Pizza Hut.
Get those money-saving coupons in the Savings Monthly Magazine.
Remember to check your mail this week for Mail South. We bring the savings home to you. If you're a business owner looking for the best in print advertising, Mail South produces, prints, and mails Savings Monthly Magazine into nearly 200,000 Dane County households every month. To find out how Mail South direct mail advertising can help your business, please call 1-888-800-MAIL.
Get those money-saving coupons in the Savings Monthly Magazine.
Hello, may I help you?
Can I ask about the apartment on Park Street?
What was your name?
Juan Hernandez.
It's been rented. May I help you?
My name is Sanjay Kumar. I'm calling about the Park Street apartment.
No longer available. Hello?
My name is Graham Wellington. I'm calling about the apartment for rent on Park Street. Is that still available?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim, call 800-669-9777. Brought to you by HUD, the Ad Council, and LCCREF.
This message is provided by your Clear Channel station. Home is where the heart is, so join us in showing your local spirit.
The defendant, having been found guilty, is sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Defendant will be remanded to custody immediately.
On September 15th, my son was sentenced to 10 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 10 years of worrying every single night if my baby is okay.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price. Gun crimes hit home. A public service announcement brought to you by Project Safe Neighborhoods and the Ad Council.
Provocative, powerful, passionate, patriotic. It's an American radio revolution. The Mike, 92.1, Madison's Progressive Talk.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
Well, what is this? One of our listeners emailed in and said that one of the turkeys that was pardoned, Thanksgiving turkeys pardoned by Bush, was also named Biscuit. What was it, Kathy? Biscuit and Gravy? Oh, God. Okay, well, whatever. Maybe that's a little in-joke between Bush and Condoleezza Rice or somebody, you know. Torture. Here we are. This really bothers me. I don't know. Can you handle it? Is it okay? Is your old buddy Malloy just being extremely girly man tonight? Worried about a little torture? Huh? Little girly man here? Oh, damn. There's a firm in Boston, apparently, is the cover for torture flights. If our people don't know how to torture appropriately, some of these people being tortured are probably saying, oh, go screw yourself. You know, I've been tortured by Syrians. You think you American wimps are going to get out of here? So we have this firm, apparently, under contract U.S. military that has the Gulfstream jet that flies people from, say, oh, I don't know, Sweden to where? Where would be? Egypt for interrogation. Now, Egypt happens to be it's run by, I'm not talking about Egyptians, but the government of Egypt is how to say this? Oh, my God. Sick? How about sick? They are tortured. All right, our guys are trying their best to do torture right. Huh? Torturers are us. We're not at that level yet. So what do we do? What do we do when we have somebody? You know, we have some rules. Oh, damn. We have some rules. You cannot remove an organ. When you torture, you can puncture an eardrum, but you cannot remove the little hammer and anvil thing in there. But the Syrians, the Egyptians, and yes, the Israelis, they know how to torture. Oh, sweet Jesus, do they know how to torture. The Middle East countries, the Iranians, the Iraqis, who else is up there? The Kuwaitis? Oh, boy. I mean, these countries know how to torture, man. So here we are now. The International Committee of the Red Cross has gone down to Gitmo and said, damn, you guys are catching up to the Egyptians. You really are. The report said the Red Cross team found a far greater incidence of mental illness produced by stress. Mental illness. So now we're driving people crazy. What do we get out of this, huh? What have we gotten? Anybody know? Well, no, of course not. The biscuit team meets regularly with the medical staff to discuss the medical situations of detainees. What about this guy? Well, he's got diarrhea. He does? He's got diarrhea? Yeah, real bad gas cramps, colon spasms. There's a chance he might have colon cancer. Just so you like to know. Okay, thank you very much. Okay. So they bring the guy in the room. Hey, come here! Punch him in the colon. You know, why punch him in the kidney? The kidney's still okay. Punch him in the colon. Ask for a response. The Pentagon issued a statement saying, the allegation that detainee medical files were used to harm detainees is false. The detainees were enemy combatants who were fighting against the U.S. and coalition forces. End quote. Oh, wait, before I end the quote, it's important to understand that when enemy combatants were first detained on the battlefield, they did not have any medical records in their possession. The detainees had a wide range of pre-existing health issues, including battlefield injuries. End quote now. All right, thank you. Goodbye. All right, we're out of here. God. Yeah, this guy has a bad cold. Okay, let's see, what can we do with him? Is he coughing? Is he snotting a lot? Is eyes running? And is he? Okay, all right, good. What can we do to him? I know, let's lower the temperature in the room that we take, you know, room 101 where we take these guys. Let's lower the temperature. The guys that are sick, got the flu, bring the temperature down to about, oh, I don't know, we're Americans, so we talk in Fahrenheit. Don't give me any of that Celsius crap. Let's take temperature down to about 28. Degrees, and we'll see what happens there. And let's put on some Tupac and turn it way up. He's got the flu, huh? Oh, well, that's good to know. This other detainee has a congenital condition. One of his knees it doesn't work right. Oh, okay. Well, let's put the rubber hose there. You see how this works? How does this affect you? This drives me crazy. This is the United States of America. This is Christmas 2004. Do you people understand this? Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand what's going on? The ones that we can't break with our torture, we then ship to Syria. See, that's the deal with who's the dictator of Syria, this little twerp that inherited from his father. The deal with him, okay, we'll invade your ass quicker. You can say Jack Sprat could eat no fat unless you take these prisoners and torture them. This is us. This is the United States. How do you feel, truth seeker? How do you feel tonight, fellow American? Does this bother you? It makes me want to vomit. I can't believe. I cannot believe it. Well, Mike, you're certainly acting like a girly man tonight. Yeah? Hey, we're in a war against terror. You know, a British medical charity says Iraq's health system is in far worse condition than before the war. Huh? The group MedAct, MEDACT, doctors from the group MedAct conducted surveys with international aid groups and Iraqi health workers in September. Who's suffering most? That's right, mothers and children. Oh, those damned old mothers and children. Keep bringing that up, Malloy. War's hell. There's collateral damage. We got some dead mothers and children. Too bad. Too bad. Shortages of drugs, poor sanitation in the hospitals. MedAct, which monitors health care, it says here, this is from the BBC, MedAct, which monitors health care in post-conflict areas, called for an inquiry into the situation. It also challenged the British government to set up a commission to establish the level of civilian casualties in Iraq. Remember that pesky excess death thing. Excess death, The Lancet said. About 100,000, give or take 10, 15,000. Oh, and by the way, most of the excess death are women and children. This is what we're doing. This is what we are doing in the Christmas season, United States of, by God, America 2004. How do you feel? How does it make you feel? How does this make you feel? We are a torturing nation now. We had 19 people come to this country on September 1st, 2001, 15 of whom were Saudis, and they bombed, and they destroyed, and they all died. And their co-conspirators and their leaders should have been tracked down by international cooperation. Track the bastards down to the ends of the earth. Get them. Put them in the dock. Try them. Give them lawyers. If they are found guilty, cut their heads off. Kill them. And I'm anti-capital punishment. But that's not what we did. No. We took Afghanistan and turned it into a narco state to fund all sorts of shenanigans and stuff that the Bush crime family likes to get into, and we invaded Iraq. Mm. And somebody sent me an email today, a little excerpt from the Pigman's website, Rush Limbaugh, who is just a junkie, drug-addicted, brain-dead, addled freak. And Limbaugh was going after the ICRC. Oh, the dirty commie bastards, or whatever he said. Another Abu Ghraib, he called it. What did he call Abu Ghraib? College pranks. Fraternity initiation rites. This is a sick man. This is a degenerate human being. This Limbaugh, this Rush Limbaugh, is a degenerate, vile human being. Oh, my God. But aside from him, here we are. Here we are. I can't stand it. I want to scream. I want to pull my remaining hairs out. I want to do that Old Testament thing and rend my garments. I want to pour ashes all over myself. I want to cut all my hair off. Shave my beard. I don't have a beard. Damn. I want to kill the nearest fatted calf. Something. As a means of atonement. This is my country. This is my government. This is my military. No, it's not. Come to think of it, no, it's not. No, it's not.
We are redefining war on our terms.
There's no such thing as peace on earth. There's no peace on earth.
If you're one of the 40 million without health insurance that are worried about health care, then you should know about Qualified Health. Qualified Health is a nationwide medical savings program that covers you and your family for less than $3 a day. Everyone qualifies regardless of pre-existing conditions. As a member, your bills will be a fraction of what they might have been. You will save on doctor visits, surgery, hospital stays, dental, vision, lab work, prescriptions, and have access to one of the largest health care networks in the country. To learn more about how you can save hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on your health care every year, call for your free brochure, 1-800-422-0101. 1-800-420-5411. That's 1-800-420-5411. Or on the web at www.qhealth.com. Qualified health membership is satisfaction guaranteed, and you may cancel at any time. $3 a day is a small price to pay for peace of mind. So if you don't have health insurance or are underinsured, call Qualified Health today, 1-800-420-5411.
It was the single largest loss of life from an enemy attack on American soil. It was also the biggest intelligence failure in the history of the United States. Critics are calling it one of the most important documents of the modern era, a must for anyone who wants to know the truth about 9/11, a riveting read that will alter the course of history. Could 9/11 have been prevented? For the first time, access documents, interviews, transcripts, and previously unreleased material. Learn why the highest levels of government ignored repeated warnings by the head of counterterrorism, how a presidential memo warning of terrorist hijackings went unheeded just 2 months before the attack. You've heard the rumors, now get the facts. Call us right now.
Toll free. 1-800-590-3488. Get the facts you deserve to know. 1-800-590-3488. The 9/11 Commission report you must have. Call us today. 1-800-590-3488. That's 1-800-590-3488.
It's time for a progressive roll call.
I'm on the mic.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1, now brings you Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call us at 663-7291, day or night, to make your voice heard.
I love pretty much everything about this new station.
Tell us what you like or don't like, and we might use it on the air. Call 663-7291.
I just wanted to thank you. Thank you so much.
It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail from Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Help the Ronald McDonald House light the house for families and kids.
They give me a place to live. When I was in the hospital with Ruthie, I would often stay at the Ronald McDonald House overnight. I thank them for that.
Ronald McDonald House Charities of Madison offers a home away from home for families with kids receiving specialized medical treatment. Some families stay for a few nights, others for months at a time. The Ronald McDonald House keeps its lights on with donations from people like you. You can help by supporting the Light the House campaign. For every donation, a light comes to life on the display atop the Princeton Club West. So stop into your local McDonald's restaurant, M&I Bank, Princeton Club, Star Cinema, or the Ronald McDonald House, and make a donation to light the house.
There's many very fun things to do around there. I could always have a good time there. I just think they're very good people.
Special thanks to McDonald's owner-operators of South Central Wisconsin for sponsoring Light the House. To make an online donation or to learn more, visit lightthehousemadison.org.
In light of some lives with hope and love.
All right, you 4 years old sound ready for the big leagues. There you go, helmet.
Silly head.
Now don't forget your mouth guard. You don't want to be losing teeth in your first game.
But Daddy.
Don't let them worry you. They may be over 200 pounds and kind of mean looking, but you're ready for them. Here's the ball. Run!
Daddy?
Don't look at me. Run with it. Go, boy. Run!
You wouldn't treat your child like an adult, so why put them in adult seatbelts?
You should have straight-armed them.
For more information, go to boosterseat.gov. This message brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
I heard about this company dumping toxins in local rivers, and I called their executives to say stop, but I never got through to anyone except secretary after secretary. In the meantime, the rivers are being destroyed, birds and fish are dying, and the local kids are getting sick with cancer. So I organized a huge protest, and we actually got the company shut down. And everyone starts celebrating until we realize that half the town's now unemployed. The welfare offices can barely handle the overload. People are being kicked out of their homes, and to top it all off, the rivers are still contaminated. The birds and fish are still dying, and most of the kids with cancer are twice as sick because they can't get the health care they need since their parents lost the health insurance they had when they worked for the company that dumped all the toxins in the first place.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. And just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
Set a button for Madison's new progressive talk station, The Mic 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network.
Proof that fish and humans can coexist peacefully. It's more of Mike Malloy.
So, the report from MedAct, a British medical charity, says that the report, this is not the ICRC report about the fact that we're now torturing a country, but about the disaster, the health care disaster, the public health disaster that has occurred and is occurring, caused specifically and deliberately by the United States of America and by the British troops, by our invasion of a country that did nothing to either the UK or the United States, did absolutely nothing. Run by a half-witted twit who liked to torture his own people, absolutely. So we should have armed his own people and let them go kill him, right? And we've talked about that before. But we don't care. You know, come on, let's be real. The neocons really don't give a damn about the Iraqi people. They don't exist. They're dinks, slopes, gooks. They just don't exist. So if they all get killed, you know, an insurgency war, how do you win it? There is a way. The caller I had earlier said, you know, you don't win insurgency. Yeah, there is a way to win. You kill everybody. Which is damn near what we did or tried to do in Fallujah. Kill them all. Then it stops. Kill them until there's not a suicide bomber left. Think about the suicide bombers that are blowing up and killing our people who have no business being there. And foreign, everybody, foreign aid workers, everybody. I mean, the suicide bombers, you've got to really be around the bend, don't you? Or do you, to be a suicide bomber? To strap explosives to your body and to drive your vehicle into a military convoy, or to drive your vehicle into a building, or to drive your vehicle into a queue of people standing around waiting to become police officers in the great state of Iraq. You've got to be around the bend, don't you, to do that? To blow yourself into so many pieces, there's not enough to put in an envelope and send back to your village. Nothing left. Wham, boom, gone. Just a spray, a red spray with a few bone fragments in it. And maybe a little viscous material that used to be your eyeballs. That's it. How do people do that? Would you do that if an invader came to this country and did to this country what we are doing to Iraq? Would you do that? Would you do that? Jesus. In the meantime, as is always the case in these kinds of situations, the women and the children. Boy, you are a girly man tonight, Malloy. The women and the children in Iraq, dying by the fistful, blown to pieces, no medical care. Think of the women who go into labor and have a breech delivery. And there's no one there. There's no one there. Ooh, I bet that hurts. Think about all the fetuses that have been blown into red mist by the Bush war machine. Huh? Can't handle this? You got to turn off your radio? Okay, I understand. This is rough stuff. This is rough stuff, truth seeker and right-wing lurker. This is rough stuff. You proud to be an American tonight? I'm disgusted. I am sick to my stomach. Torture and bombing and killing and my God. And in the meantime, how many dead Americans? How many dead Americans now? How many wounded? Did you see this report that the hospital in Germany that takes American wounded have accepted 22,000? What? I thought we had 8,000 wounded. That's what the Pentagon's been telling me every day. Huh? Where? 22,000? That can't be right. Can that be right? 22,000 Americans with arms and legs and eyes and pieces blown off? Can that be right? 22,000? Is my government lying to me again? I thought it was 8,000. I thought it was only 8,000. 8,000 is, you know, we can handle 8,000 as long as it's not my brother. As long as it's not anybody in my family. See, we got 8,000? Okay, well, you know, war's hell. War's hell. War's hell. War is hell. But 22,000. 22,000. Why, I had no idea. Meanwhile, Bush is up there in Canada telling the Canadian press and the American press, Hey! If I want to remove somebody, I'll remove them. If I want to use poison gas and napalm, I'll by God do it. I'll do it. A 33-year-old ambulance driver at a hospital in Baghdad told International Press Service, quote, doctors in Fallujah are reporting to me there are patients in the hospital who were forced out by the Americans. Some doctors there told me they had a major operation going, but the soldiers took the doctors away and left the patients to die. They used weird bombs that put up smoke like a mushroom cloud. Then small pieces fall from the air with long tails of smoke behind them. I watched them roll over wounded people in the street with tanks. This happened many times. The witness said he had seen elderly women carrying white flags shot by U.S. soldiers. Even the wounded people were killed, he said. The Americans made announcements for people to come to one mosque if they wanted to leave Fallujah, and even the people who went there were carrying white flags and they were killed. Napalm? Napalm? We're not using napalm. Come on. These are just lying brown skin Iraqis. We're not using it. Come on. We're not using napalm. Didn't the world sign? Oh, that's right. We didn't sign it. Oh, well, never mind. Maybe we are using napalm. Do you know what happens with? Oh, never mind. I don't think, you know, it's too late at night to talk about what happens when jellied gasoline attaches itself to your skin. And, you know, you can run, but you can't hide. You can't get away from that stuff. Oh, man. And ultimately what it does, if you do get in a napalm attack, well, remember what happened to the Wicked Witch of the West in Wizard of Oz? Remember when she melted? Yeah, that's what happens. Hey, quick break, truth seekers. We'll be back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio. Your phone calls when we come back. Stay with us.
Mr. Hampton, you're hired.
Thank you. You placed the largest newspaper help wanted ad I've ever seen.
652 words, unbelievably pricey, but we found the perfect person. The only thing not in your ad was the salary.
Ah, for the first year, you'll make nothing.
What? Well, newspaper ad that size, we have to pay for it some way.
But how do I eat? Where do I sleep?
On the lovely cot in our boiler room. There's tons of canned food, and you can use the 7th floor bathroom day or night. Isn't that swell?
Yeah, swell.
What's more swell is helpwantedmadison.com. Unlimited words to describe the job, places, as many ads as you want for one low price. Helpwantedmadison.com. Amazing. What's wrong with Mr. Saycate?
He placed a help wanted ad in the newspaper.
Again?
He used lots of words to describe the job.
Again?
He just got the humongous bill.
You were going to tell him about helpwantedmadison.com.
Well.
You said unlike newspapers, with helpwantedmadison.com, you can use unlimited words to describe the job.
Even place as many ads as you want for one low price.
So why not tell him?
And missing his tear-streaked, runny nose, puffy eye breakdown every month?
He just blew his nose in his tie.
Ew.
Helpwantedmadison.com. Long name, amazing results.
It's talk radio from the left side of the dial. The Mike 92.1. Madison's new progressive talk station. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News. I'm Paul Chambers. Pressure is being applied on Congress to pass intelligence reform legislation. Our Dick Giuliano has more from Washington.
We ask for a vote.
9/11 Commission Vice Chairman Lee Hamilton urging Congress to not quit for the year next week without acting on the intelligence bill.
The window of opportunity for reform will not stay open long.
The bill, based on recommendations of the 9/11 Commission, would create a National Intelligence Director. 9/11 Commission members urge Congress to thrash out their differences and adopt the changes which Hamilton says will make the American people safer and more secure. Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Washington.
President Bush says he also wants a deal.
I believe the bill is necessary and important and hope we can get it done next week.
Mr. Bush made the comments from Ottawa, Canada, where he received a less than friendly welcome Tuesday. Mr. Bush thanked those Canadians who turned out to wave, he says, with all five fingers during his first official visit, but he added that Canada has been a good friend over the years.
Canada and the United States share a history, a continent, and a border. We also share a commitment to freedom and a willingness to defend it in times of peril.
Several protesters arrested during scuffles outside the Bush news conference, but most remained behind police barricades. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge Tuesday announced his resignation. He says much has been accomplished since 9/11.
I am confident
that the terrorists are aware that from the curb to the cockpit, we've got additional security measures that didn't exist a couple years ago, that from port to port, we do things differently with maritime security. I'm confident they know that our borders are more secure.
Ridge will continue in his post until early next year. This is CNN Radio News.
Attention smokers, find out how to get two free cartons of your preferred brand of cigarettes. That's right, the makers of Smoke Free and 3 are so confident you will finally quit smoking that they'll buy your next two cartons for you if you don't quit. Never again will you have smoke-filled clothes, bad breath, or jeopardize the health of your loved ones. Just listen to these ex-smokers.
I've been smoking a carton of cigarettes per week as long as I can remember. The very first day I started the Smoke Free and 3 system, I quit.
This is Shelly, and my cravings have decreased. I'm calmer, less irritable, and I've been smoke-free for a month now.
This system really surprised me on how effectively and quickly it worked.
Smoke Free and 3 is strong against cravings mentally and physically, so you can stop for good. No stress, no jitters, no anxiety, and no more money wasted on cigarettes.
Call now for your trial of Smoke Free and 3 at 1-800-304-1766. Stop smoking in just days, guaranteed. 800-304-1766. If you don't stop, we'll send you $100 to buy your next two cartons. Call 1-800-304-1766. That's 1-800-304-1766.
For the ethical treatment of animals is demonstrating against what it calls the inhumane treatment of sheep and lambs by the Australian wool industry. Our Jim Roop has more.
The demonstration is aimed at calling attention to the practice of mulesing by 80% of Australian sheep farmers. You see, flies lay eggs in the folds of sheep's skin. The maggots, when hatched, then literally eat the sheep alive, so the farmers cut the skin of the animals to stop flies from laying eggs. But this carving is done without anesthetic. PETA's Matt Rice says live export is also inhumane.
For the sheep are crammed onto ships by the tens of thousands and forced to endure weeks and even months in over 100 degrees Fahrenheit temperatures, extreme overcrowding where sheep trample each other to death.
PETA wants shoppers to boycott products made from Australian wool. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
The head of the Senate Oil for Food Investigation calling for the resignation of UN Secretary General Kofi Annan. Senator Norm Coleman says Annan should leave because of the most extensive fraud in the history of the UN occurred on his watch. This is news from CNN Radio. The top words of the year have been announced, Maria Boynton explains.
For the past 2 years, Merriam-Webster's been announcing words that place abnormally high on the list of most frequently looked up on its internet sites. This year, the number one word is blog.
Which is the a new word that came into the language in 1999 for a website that contains an online personal journal.
President and publisher John Morse says a large number of other terms having to do mostly with the election also made the top ten, including incumbent, electoral, and looking to the war in Iraq, the word insurgent. Maria Boynton, CNN Radio Atlanta.
Republican Dino Rossi was officially certified Tuesday as Washington State's new governor-elect. Democrats have until Friday to decide whether they want to challenge his election by paying for a hand recount of the vote. I'm Paul Chambers. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
And now, the Republican Party. Here's the best part. It's going to implode. You're going to have the paleocons, the neocons, the evangelicals, and the moderates duking it out over the next 4 years for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. And 2008, get ready for a Clinton-Obama presidency and vice presidency. 2008 is going to be a sweet, sweet Democratic win. Easy peasy.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.1.
Big Brothers Big Sisters presents 100 Years of Helping Kids.
With us today are Sally and her big sister, Marcy.
Hi.
Hello. To share some stuff we've learned.
Kids and sugar, a combustible mix.
Hey, Marcy, let's go to the zoo.
Maybe the park.
We could fly a kite.
I want a hot dog.
No,
ice cream.
Is that a horse?
Hey, let's dance.
Maybe that's enough chocolate.
Moments like these happen every day.
To find out the many ways you can help support kids in your community, call 1-888-412-BIGS or go to bigbrothersbigsisters.org. This message brought to you by Big Brothers Big Sisters and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Welcome back. back. 6:30 past the hour. This is Air America Radio, and my name is Mike Malloy. I got an email here I want to share with you very quickly from Dave about the napalm that was used on Fallujah over the Thanksgiving weekend. Hi, Mike. From the story about firebombing Fallujah broke last night, I did a bunch of research about what's being used. It's technically not napalm, which is a specific compound known as M47. What is being used is MK-77 firebombs. MK-77 is a more recently developed compound which evolved from the older napalm compound. The details from my research on this is here, and then he gives me a link. He says, so the difference between M47 napalm and MK-77 firebombs is technical, and as far as the horrific effects, irrelevant. But it gives advocates of the war a semantic loophole so they can say, we're not using napalm. We're firebombing? I know we did that to Dresden in Tokyo. I know the Russians did it to cities on the Eastern Front. I know in times of declared horrendous war, but we're firebombing a civilian population? Are we really doing that? Wow. That's heavy, man. Firebombing a civilian population. Now, 800 years from now, if there's still people walking the earth, when you and I are long gone and the United States probably doesn't even exist anymore, but 800 years from now, in the mythologies of the people, the tribal people that we're incinerating, they'll still be talking about this. They'll still be talking about this. They'll be talking about how way back in the 21st century, it's that far ago, that long ago, the 21st century, you know, just like today, discussions are had about what occurred in the 12th and 13th centuries as though it were yesterday. Because certain parts of the world, unlike the United States, understand history, and history is them. Here, toys are us, you know. But in some parts of the world, history is them. So 800 years from now, if there's anyone to discuss these sorts of things, there would be deep discussions still ongoing about what occurred in this place that used to be called Iraq by a country that used to be called the United States of America. What occurred way back in the 21st century, in the first decade of the 21st century, it was horrific. It was horrific. Muhammad? All right, 866-303-2270 is the number. We'd love to hear from you. Tom is calling from San Diego. Tom, welcome to the program.
Hello, Steve, Mike. Wanted to call you about, you were speaking of if you were being a crybaby about what we're doing, and we're definitely not. I mean, I fought in both Gulf War One and Two. Gulf War One, they surrendered to unmanned drones because right. They knew we'd treat them well. Now, they'll fight to the death, tooth and nail, because they know it's better than being captured by us.
Well, that's pretty scary. Although, I seem to remember what was referred to in the American media as the highway of death, the road leading out of Kuwait into Iraq, where, according to reports I read 12 years ago, we incinerated literally thousands of fleeing Iraqis. The military, now it might have been just rank and file, I don't know if it's the Republican Guard, but reports from soldiers who came back from there and reports that were being generated by media that was there now, not American media, because they were hamstrung back then just like they are now. But the reports were that the Iraqis fleeing were literally hunted down and incinerated. They were firebombed. They were strafed. They were butchered. It was just a killing field, and it was referred to as a highway of death. And soldiers coming back, my understanding is they didn't know how. Their brains couldn't compute what they had seen.
I know a lot of that was. I was on NATO staff when Gulf War One went down, And one thing I'm not too sure about the highway of death, and I really couldn't speak on that with any validity, but one instance I saw was the little drones that the battleships had, they used for forward spotters.
Yeah.
Well, they had flown it around too much, it ran out of gas and crash landed. Well, we see all these heads poke, because we're watching the feet out of the nose of this thing, we see all these heads poke up, and we're like, oh, well, there goes the drone. They come up, and sure enough, they're kind of looking at it, and then they start picking up rocks. We're like, oh, yeah, they're going to smash the poor thing. No, they start propping the rocks underneath the drone to get the camera up high enough. One of them's got surrender instructions, and they surrendered to this thing. Well, the battleship had confusion, sends a chopper out there to recover the drone, gives them some food, some water, and tells them, now, don't move. And, oh, by the way, why'd you surrender? Oh, well, you treat us good, and we knew if we killed the little drone, big Volkswagens would fall out of the sky. So as long as we took care of the drone, you wouldn't shell it, and you'd do right by us surrendering to you, which we did.
Volkswagens would fall?
The shells from the battleships.
Oh, they called them Volkswagens?
Yeah, flying Volkswagens.
Wow.
Or flying buses, either or. But, they realized they could surrender. Somebody was watching it, and that we would treat them well. We would give them food, water, and take care of them.
What about surrendering now? Right. If they surrender now, they go to Guantanamo or Syria or Diego Garcia.
Right.
Or
so now they've got, we have boosted their morale beyond belief, because they realize there is no surrender. It's like almost like our troops during the Battle of the Bulge. Once word got out, Germans were machine gunning anybody who surrendered to them. Well, after that, the Third Armor wasn't going to give up. And the one British unit, I forget who the general was, but when he was asked for a surrender, he said, nuts. And that's who Patton was racing to relieve.
Right.
Because they realized there was no surrender. Surrender was death. So fight to the end, and at least you die as a soldier, as opposed to, a torture subject.
Yeah.
And we've given them one heck of a morale boost. They will dig in and fight. And then we're making new recruits every day because we're attacking them. And, geez, I'm not even a combatant or a terrorist, but yet they treat me as if I am. Well, I better go defend my nation. I mean, if anybody attacked the U.S., the guerrilla resistance they would have would be staggering. Why are we surprised that it's any different?
Yeah, I hear that. I hear that, Tom. Hey, thanks for checking in, pal. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good one.
All right, sir. You too. RB is checking in from Canada. RB Ham, who has the famous RB Ham website. RB, welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing fine.
Hey, so Bush was up here today.
Yeah, so I hear.
I'm away in Saskatoon, so.
Say it again?
I'm half a country away in Saskatoon. They were in Ottawa, so I couldn't get down to protest. I was, what's that beeping sound? You hear it?
You keep fading out. It probably has to do with the fact that you're so far away from New York City.
Yeah, it could be. Anyway, you were talking about the torture in Fallujah and all that stuff, and I think that if enough Americans wake up to the fact that this is going on, that there'd be a big change. But I really believe that the corporate media has really got most of you guys just totally fooled and buffaloed. This Abu Zarqawi justification for going in, I mean, fell apart 2 days afterwards, and they said, oh, all the foreign guys leaked out of town beforehand,
Yeah.
But they're going in there and they're firebombing, like you said, innocents, people that were trapped there that couldn't get out. They said they threw a cordon around and said all the civilians leave, and they keep repeating this in the media as if there's no civilians in there. Mm-hmm. Alawi himself, who's going to be the new Saddam, by the way, the new appointed dictator, said, oh, there was no civilians at all killed, and that was his only statement on the thing. It's just unbelievable. And when everybody knows,
RB, hold on a second. Okay. I got to do a break here, and some of you folks have been holding on for over an hour, so hold on, and we'll come back right after the break and pick up the conversation, all right? Stay with us. This is Air America Radio. I'm Mike Malloy.
for who's left when the war is won. A soldier of a misfortune, a soldier of an angry call, soldiers on foreign soil. Well, we're not here to fight your war, 'cause we know what you're fighting for. Oh, oh, this world is not your toy. This world is a long, long hunger.
Who is it?
Special delivery.
Who?
Pizza Man.
Hey, you're not the Pizza Man. You're the cable guy again.
Price Patrol.
No, you're not. I can see your van. You're the cable company. I'm not going to let you raise my rates again. I'm calling American Satellite to get a DirecTV system.
Presidential candidate.
Are you going to offer me over 125 digital quality channels for as little as $39.99 a month, including my local channels?
Ice Cream Man.
Yeah, like that's going to work. If I call American Satellite right now, I can get a four-room DirecTV system, including professional installation free. Can you beat that?
Pizza Man.
You already tried that. Well, that's it. I'm calling to get my DirecTV system.
Don't let the cable shark raise your rates. Switch to DirecTV today.
New customers only. Annual programming commitment required.
Call American Satellite at 1-800-264-0071. That's 1-800-264-0071. Ask how you can get 3 free months of HBO and Cinemax. Call 1-800-264-0071.
At $4.99 a month for second and each destination receiver. Offer ends 2-28-05. Call now.
Sudden ups and downs, breathtaking twists and turns. No, it's not a roller coaster, it's the stock market. But Barron's, America's premier financial weekly, can help you make money whichever way the market moves. Now you can get 13 weeks of Barron's plus the valuable guide to building wealth and 4 weeks of Barron's online, all for only $39. This offer is available to new subscribers in the continental U.S. Call now 800-858-5800. That's 800-858-5800 for Barron's.
The best things in life aren't always free, like free radicals that may have harmful effects on your body. That's why there's Nature's Bounty antioxidants like vitamin C and E and CoQ10 to neutralize excess free radicals and help reduce the premature aging of cells.
Now find a dollar off coupon good on any Nature's Bounty product in this Sunday's newspaper. That's a dollar off coupon in your July 25th Sunday newspaper.
The best things in life, they're from Nature's Bounty.
Nature's Bounty, a natural part of life.
Just in time for the holidays, the Mike 92.1 has a special stocking stuffer for you. It's a handcrafted keepsake that will warm progressive hearts all year long. It's Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. You can leave a season's greetings for your favorite progressive. You can even sing us a carol. Just call 663-7291. We might put your message on the air so you can tell your loved ones, I'm on the mic. Madison's Progressive Voicemail is on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Community Pharmacy is a local workers' cooperative dedicated to improving the health of our community since 1972. We believe in healthcare options, accessible information, and affordable medicine. Community Pharmacy is more than a full prescription pharmacy. We're also an information resource offering thousands of nutritional supplements, herbs, and alternative remedies. Our pharmacists provide honest advice and will never put their values above your health needs. Our staff has decades of experience with natural medicines and answering health questions. Community Pharmacy also offers a huge selection of chemical-free body and face care products, including cruelty-free lotions, handmade soaps, and bath salts scented with natural essential oils. Add that to our selection of organic teas, aromatherapy candles, and original cards. Community Pharmacy is the perfect, helpful holiday gift store. Alternatives are always good, and Community Pharmacy has always been a friendly, informed alternative to faceless chain stores. Visit us downtown and see why people call us the coolest pharmacy on earth. Community Pharmacy is located at the corner of State and Gorham in Madison and online at communitypharmacy.com.
Okay, we got a Pentium 3 with a 256 meg cache.
Do you wish someone would just talk to you in English about your computer? Using your computer doesn't have to be intimidating. It can be a tool that keeps you connected to the world. Breathe Easy Computer Training will help you in your home learn how to use your computer, whether you're a beginner or learning to use a new piece of software. With friendly one-on-one service, Breathe Easy Computer Training eliminates the fear. You can email info@breatheeasycomputing.com or call 257-3379 for personalized training packages and gift certificates. Oh, and you will be able to understand everything. Every word.
It's a familiar yet shocking story.
According to the National Safety Council, over 43,000 people die in the U.S. each year in traffic crashes, but many of these deaths could have been prevented. Driving while impaired is a leading cause of car crashes, but alcohol is not the only problem. Often overlooked is drug-impaired driving. Drug-impaired driving is not just a result of illegal substances, but can also be caused by prescriptions and over-the-counter medications like antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications. These medications may affect your driving skills by inducing drowsiness or excitability, or by altering reaction times. You may be impaired and not even know it. The National Safety Council encourages Americans to take steps to protect themselves and their loved ones. Talk to your healthcare provider or pharmacist to learn the side effects of the medication you're taking. Carefully read your medication's warning labels. Ask your doctor about non-impairing alternatives. Don't take more than the recommended dose. Each of us has a responsibility to keep ourselves and others safe on the roads. For more about drug-impaired driving, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
Don't go anywhere because my Air America radio show is coming up next. Hi, it's Al Franken, and the Al Franken Show is next on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Your host for a Pience Brian's future, it's Mike Malloy.
22 past the hour, we're talking with RB, who is calling from the wilds of Saskatoon, Canada. Here's another stat, RB, that I'm sure you're familiar with. The civilian population of Fallujah was 300,000 prior to the invasion. Now, did you or anybody on the planet see video from Al Jazeera or CNN or Al Arabiya or the BBC, anybody see any video at all of 300,000 people vacating their city?
No, they didn't. There was.
I don't think so. Well, gee, where is everybody?
They're all still there. Well, some of them anyway. Not anymore. Some of them are buried underneath rubble.
It's just astonishing. Remember when the Serbs were playing hell with the Albanian Muslims, and remember the scenes of the Albanians fleeing, 10,000, 20,000, 30, 50, 60. We're talking 300,000 in Fallujah.
Well, you see, that cordon they threw up around the city was designed to make sure that the able-bodied boys and men of fighting age, I guess anywhere from 5 to 50, weren't allowed out. So how were they saying later that the foreign fighters somehow slipped out, but they managed to keep all the citizens age 5 to 50, men anyway? They said they were allowing women and children to leave, and I have no doubt that some did. And there's probably refugee camps set up that nobody's allowed to, that Americans aren't allowed to see. It's absolutely horrible. Like they're only limiting access to Fallujah. The Red Cross is only allowed in certain areas. There's whole vast areas that the Americans are still and their Kurd and former Saddam Hussein commando allies are busy still, you know, probably burying bodies. Who knows? It's horrible. It's on the scale of Nanking. It's on the scale of Dresden, the Warsaw Uprising, and it's going almost uncommented on in the Western press.
You know what's going to happen? We're going to have, of the 140,000 U.S. troops that are there, I would imagine probably about 40 or 50,000 are engaged if not day-to-day combat, if not daily combat, at least on a rotating basis. We're going to bring back an entire... we're going to bring back 50,000 potential Timothy McVeighs. Now, no disrespect to the soldiers. I'm talking about what happens to people, and I'm only talking about the second and third hand because I've never been in combat, but what happens to young people when they go through a killing situation like this, where we're killing people who did nothing to us. We're killing people who did nothing except have the misfortune of living under a disgusting dictator like Saddam Hussein. And now we are killing them. And they are trying to resist. They are trying to say, no, you're not going to kill me. No, you're not going to take my country. No, you're not. You know. But I'm thinking about the Americans, the 19 and 20 and 30 and 40-year-olds who are going to return, RB, with these images of fried, crisp civilians. These images of babies turned into red mist. What's going to happen? What's going to happen?
Well,
tell me, RB.
I think most of them, when they get back, are going to be against the war. Like, if they're ever allowed to get back. I'm sure that, like Vietnam, when most of the soldiers that came back were totally against the war when they got back.
But do you know how many Vietnam veterans, here we are 30 years after the end of that conflict, how many Vietnam veterans are still suffering, are still in therapy, are still drug addicted or alcohol addicted or scared, terrified? Things external and internal.
Or how about the depleted uranium problems in Gulf War I that was proven 2 years before the Iraq War. John McCain was up on his high horse saying, we've got to do something for these people. 2 years later, he's saying, let's go use some more of it. The complete hypocrisy amazes me. And the Democratic Party, I wanted to get this off my chest. I was so sickened by how they ran that campaign, how they stayed pro-war throughout it, and John Kerry saying, well, I just fight a more effective war. I don't know what he meant by that, because since the war on terror is basically manufactured for the global corporatist interests, I was just totally, and so I started thinking back, and I went back to the history of what John Kerry did when he got back from Vietnam and spoke out against the war. What he basically seemed to be doing was like how they handle everything, the distraction thing. They put it all on this one guy saying, we did these horrible things, it was wrong, now let's move on, sort of thing. He was sort of like the pick guy to do that. And he went into politics and had, as an attorney general and all that stuff, it just seemed, as he went along, he always tried to deflect too much from that incident. And even his throwing the ribbons over the wall that one time.
Right.
How do you think you're going to ever be elected president when you do something like that? How did the Democratic Party think this guy could win? Why did they turn on Howard Dean when the vocal anti-war candidate who was amazing, invigorating?
But you know the answer to that.
Yeah.
This is a murderous society. We are the dealers of death on this planet. We are the king of the hill where it comes to dealing death to the rest of the world, either prepackaged or instant, right out of the microwave. We are the death dealers, RB. So naturally, they don't want a peacenik creep candidate. They want somebody. They want a man. They want a man who's going to go out there and... Never mind. RB, got a boogie. Thank you, sir. I appreciate you checking in.
You bet. Bye.
All right. Take care. We shall return. Quick break. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Signed up to serve, and I think I deserve what I'm seeking. Am I just a photo op to you? A powerful resource to spend.
This year, you are going to quit smoking. Whether you've said it for years or you're trying for the very first time, there's a revolutionary new system that's guaranteed to help you succeed or your money back. SmokeRx has a 95% success rate, so we guarantee that you'll be completely smoke-free and cravings-free in as little as 1 week. Unlike gums or patches, SmokeRx is a complete system that includes natural herbs to curb your cravings safely without nicotine. Best of all, SmokeRx starts to work immediately. Come on, aren't you willing to give yourself 1 week to quit? We're so confident that SmokeRx will work for you that we're giving away a free month supply with all of today's orders. Whether you're doing it for yourself or for the ones you love, SmokeRx is the fast, guaranteed answer. In as little as 1 week, you'll kick the habit for good or your money back. Call now to receive a free month supply with your order.
To order risk-free, call 1-800-305-2704. That's 1-800-305-2704. Call 1-800-305-2704 now.
Madison, you're on the mic with Madison's Progressive Voicemail. That's right, Madison's Progressive Talk now presents Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291 now. Leave the mic a voicemail and let us know what you like or what you love about the mic. But that's not all. Call 663-7291 now and you can tell your neighbors, I'm on the mic.
Offer void in red states.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic 92.1. Visit themic921.com for details.
Are you a business owner or manager? Are you interested in increasing your sales and traffic? Would you like to invite quality, educated prospects into your business? If so, you need to step up to the mic. The Mic 92.1 is Madison's fastest growing radio station, reaching a new listening audience on a new station in a new format. You think these consumers might be interested in new products and services like yours? We do, and we want to help you talk to them. The Mike's Marketing Solutions team specializes in custom programs that help you use your hard-earned dollars in the most efficient and effective way. Call the Mike today at 276-1300. The Mike listeners are passionate about their favorite shows and their favorite station. They're loyal to their new station and loyal to the sponsors that support it. Let us show you how to invite them into your business. Step up to the Mike 92.1 and put us to work for you. Call the Mike at 276-1300. Thank you for listening and supporting Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Now, Mrs. Johnson, before we close on your mortgage loan, I want to make sure you remember Mike.
Hi. You can trust me. I'm African-American, just like you.
So, here's the low monthly payments and interest rates we promised, and here's where they triple.
The rest of this stuff is just here to make sure that we get your house when you can't pay us back.
What a lovely house.
Predatory lenders are never this easy to spot. Call us at 866-222-FAIR and protect yourself with the facts. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Fair Housing Alliance and the Ad Council.
Parents know the importance of eating five or more servings of fruits and vegetables a day. But that's something easier said than done, particularly with children. A serving of 100% white grape juice is a healthy, convenient way for children to get one of those five servings. Recent studies have shown that white grape juice is a gentle juice for young stomachs, so it makes a great place to start. And introducing 100% grape juice in the daycare and elementary school years, when you have the most control over your child's diet, is a great way to establish a lifelong pattern of healthy eating. A message from the Produce for Better Health Foundation and Welch's. For more information about health tips and the benefits of 100% juice, check out www.5aday.com and www.welches.com.
Planet Check. He's the granola Ayatollah of canola. Charles Ford, founder of Grassoline Solutions, explains.
I just started writing rhymes while I was farming and doing the eco thing, so that's kind of how this all came about.
Ford spits the truth.
Now, Rudolph Diesel was no weasel, this we know to be true. He was an engineer and a humanitarian, too. He made it possible for us to drive on vegetable fuel. Nobody told him that, well, that's what I'm trying to do. It was back around the turn of last century when Dr. Diesel offered up this opportunity. Corn, soy, chicken, sesame, flour, flax, hemp, seed. Farmers could grow their own fuel, not only their feed. Small towns can be self-sufficient about their energy needs without drilling or spilling or paying a fee. It's like that.
Biodiesel reduces cancer-causing emissions by 75%. For more eco-wrap and all the 411 on biodiesel,
Grassoline.com. Check us out.
That's Planet Check.
Planet Check is possible thanks to Clif Bar, the energy bar made with organic ingredients by a company committed to sustaining you and the planet. More at CliffBar.com.
Welcome to the Mic 92.1, home of the Air America Radio Network. Take your seat at the Mic, Madison's new progressive talk station.
The Mike Malloy Show. You are now entering a flying monkey free zone.
Six before the hour. Yeah, I wonder what happened to those 300,000 civilians in Fallujah. Oh, my. Cassandra is calling from Berkeley. Cassandra, welcome to the program. Thank you for holding on.
Oh, hello?
Hey.
Hey. Hi, this is Sandra.
Yes.
I've been holding for so long, I forgot. All of a sudden you said my name. But
let me ask you something. Does your ear get sweaty when you hold that long?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
Does it? Okay.
I had a, I'm sorry, my husband, Kevin, can you hang up, please?
Okay.
Thank you. When is this show going to be on, by the way? Because I'm not sure about this.
I don't know. When is this show going to be on?
I'm in California, and Janine Garofalo's show is still on, so I was confused about it. But anyway.
Okay.
Okay, so what I wanted to say is I had a couple things to say. I've been trying to get through your show for a long time.
Yes.
And I, like a lot of people out there, I'm just in shell shock and I'm really upset. And,
right.
And, but I'm trying to make myself feel better. So I have a couple of things to say, and one of them is that I made a joke up yesterday, and this is my joke. Every time Bush says the word God, you know, like, God made me president, you change it to greed.
Greed.
So greed made me president.
Yeah, all right. That's, that
okay,
makes sense.
Okay, so you just insert the word greed instead of God every time.
All right.
That's my joke. Okay, that's one thing I wanted to say. And another thing I wanted to say is that I've been sitting here for the last couple of years trying to figure out what's going on. I know I'm not the only intelligent person in the world. And if people can't see what's going on, how everything that this administration doing is making the world so, so much worse, not only for our generation, but for our children and our children's children, even if these people don't care, the people that could make a difference, that do have power to stop people like this, why are they not doing anything? They
because,
have children, they have grandchildren.
Sandra, you have to understand what you're saying is true, but George is stopping the queers from getting married. So that makes everything else okay. because if the queers get married,
we're in trouble. We're going to hell.
There you go.
But the thing about it is I came up with two reasons, and unfortunately they're not very nice things. And the first reason that I came up with is they know something that we don't know. Maybe the president gets information, or hopefully he gets some good information that we don't really get, and that they know that the world is running out of water and air and land, and, you know, that everything is running out, oil, everything, right? And that they just want to grab everything they can for the next 20 or 30 years and stock it up in you know, armed camps, mm-hmm. and let everybody else just, okay, good luck, you guys.
Well, the other thing too could be that they know that in their addled minds, they've been waiting for the rapture for like 2,000 years. So the rapture is at hand. So it really doesn't matter anymore. I remember Reagan's Interior Secretary James Watt used to do that. He said, you know, why bother preserving forests? The rapture's coming, man. We're all going to float up to the cloud being and plunk guitar or harps or I don't know whatever the hell whatever the mythology is. So maybe it's because they expect the rapture. So why worry about how many brown-skinned Iraqis we blow away? It doesn't matter.
Well, I'm right there with you, actually. That was number two. That was my number two on my list, or some combination of the two.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I was one of these people that read some of these books, the Left Behind series, and I right before the election, I tried to get information out, and I was unable to do it because I don't have the connections.
Yeah.
And to let people know that, would you really vote? There was a guy in my office. I live in California, but he actually voted for Bush. He's kind of stupid, but that's okay. But I said to him, if you thought that the people around Bush, not even Bush, just the people around him, believed that he was going to be the last president of the United States and that it's bringing about the end of the world and there's going to be apocalypse, would you vote for him? And he said, of course not. But I don't think people really believe that that is what's going on. So that is part of it. But there's one other thing I want to say, because I don't want to run out of time and I don't know how long you're going to let me talk.
Not too much longer.
Okay, because I have a thing. I want to start my own thing. I'm going to start a website and everything, and people can watch for it. It's going to be called Cassandra Says, because I've been saying for the last 2 years that Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be president, and people told me I was crazy, but they're not telling me that anymore. I wish they would go back to telling me I was crazy.
Yeah,
but I want to make predictions about what's going to happen in the world, because they keep coming true, and I feel like no one believes me, like Cassandra, so
yes,
hence
uh-huh.
the name. And what I want to say is that I've been really thinking the last week or so that I used to think, oh, Arnold's going to be the next president. They're just going to make him president. But now I don't think that anymore.
Uh-huh.
I think that maybe they're going to declare martial law have an election.
That could be. I think Gray Davis would make a good president, though, frankly. All right, Cassandra, thank you. Let us know when you get your website up, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right, you take care. You take care. Cassandra. RFK is calling from Southern California. RFK, welcome to the
Hello,
program.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
Doing fine.
It's nice to talk to you finally. I've been here just about to sleep.
I'm
in California, I wanted to bring this to light because it seems, you know, our Democratic leaders, leaders in general, just aren't doing this, and it's regarding the Ohio recount.
Yeah.
And, you know, my question is to you, and some other comments, is what can ex-Democrats like myself do to get the constitutional right to vote for president federally protected? And the reason why I bring this up is because the Democrats, the Democratic Party, the DNC, and Kerry sold basically all their constituency out.
Right.
And are pocketing, you know, obviously it's
okay, well,
the $51 million of money donated to...
Yeah, I think I understand the question. Here's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to plan on spending maybe 20 or 30 years to do this. Because here's what you're going to have to do, RFK, and I'm serious as a heart attack. You're going to have to work a network with thousands of other people, and you're going to have to get local legislators elected in the California General Assembly, the Arizona House and Senate, the Georgia General Assembly. You get governors elected, and then maybe if you're lucky, you try to get a couple of representatives from your party, whatever your party is going to be, elected to the U.S. House. And then maybe, if you get real lucky, you get some senators. This takes 30 years, 40 years, possibly 50. At that point, then, you will have, hopefully, maybe not, but hopefully, a majority, at least close enough to a majority in the House, in order to get the right to vote for a president constitutionally affirmed. So, let me ask you, JFK, are you willing to spend the next 40 years of your life working toward that goal?
I'll do whatever I have to do by whatever means necessary.
I meant RFK. All right. I've just laid it out for you. Go to work. Let me know. Go to work first. If not the California General Assembly, then go to work on your local city council, your local school board. Get people of your political persuasion elected. And let them know I'm going to keep a file on you so that as I work my ass off to get you elected, I expect you to remain true to the cause. But you got to have a 40-year plan. That's how long it's going to take, RFK. Do you understand me?
Yeah, I get you. I have a comment to follow on that.
Okay,
that
quickly. Go ahead. Go ahead.
We've got people that are in the Congress right now that aren't doing anything for us.
Don't count on them.
The Greens and the Libertarians.
Okay.
Who are having to go and press this Ohio recount?
Right.
When the people in our Democratic Party, including Kerry, don't want to take a position, they don't want to donate any money to the cause. I mean, who are these people? You know, who do they think they are? All they are is just a bunch of yes men
that are in collusion
with the Republicans. This is not a Democratic state that we live in.
Then RFK, write these people off, whoever they are, whether they're Kerry Democrats or Democrats in general or whatever they are, write them off as totally superfluous. Forget about them. Go to work on your 40-year plan. If you are 20, you'll still be doing this when you're 60. Do you understand? That is, if there is a plan left, which there may not be. So be willing to dedicate the rest of your life to getting people elected so that you can finally, get an amendment to the Constitution passed that says Americans have a constitutional right to vote for president. Now, it's a daunting task. It's going to be a very daunting task. The religious right have been trying for 40 years to get queers outlawed. Okay? They've been trying for 40 years to get liberals outlawed. So you've got to, and they still haven't, even though they control everything. So, RFK, good luck. Keep me posted, all right?
Sure enough, Mike. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Take care. Good hearing from you. And that's the truth. That's the truth. What, do you want a quick answer? You want a fast, slick answer? No. Are you serious? I'm not talking about RFK. I'm talking about you. I know there's somebody's out there listening. Go, well, Jesus, why'd you jump all over the young man's? No, I didn't jump over all over him at all. You got a better suggestion, Bubala? Huh? You got a better one? What? What are you going to do? You're going to go back a candidate against Tom DeLay in Texas? Oh, that'll work. You're going to back somebody against Dennis Hastert in Illinois? Yeah, there's another good idea. Huh? What are you going to do? You're going to work to get Schwarzenegger out of the governor's chair? Is that what you're going to do? Have at it. If you're really serious, truth seeker, this is where we are. We are a torture state. We are blowing up civilians. We are firebombing. Get it into your head. It's all changed. It's all changed. The United States of America reelected one way or the other George W. Bush. He wasn't elected the first time. Wasn't elected this time. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Here we are. I mean, here we are. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now, if you want to change it, let's do it. Have at it. Have it. Let's do it. Let's. What am I saying? Let's. My ass will be long dead before this ever happens. But RFK, go for it. And anybody else out there, you want to sign on to RFK's project? It's a good idea. Go for it. Do it. It's the thing to do. It's the thing to do. Now, there are other ways to affect change. Right?
Everybody's flying. I never touch the sky. There's UFOs over New York, and I ain't too surprised.
Are you losing your hair? Dr. Gary Gordon, Chief Medical Director at the world-renowned Gordon Research Institute, describes exciting new research guaranteed to solve your hair problem.
New data released by the FDA indicates that the body chemical dihydrotestosterone, commonly known as DHT, is the leading cause of hair loss. At our institute, we studied numerous hair loss treatments and found that Folinex is the most effective solution for stimulating new hair growth in balding areas. If you want to stop DHT from causing any further hair loss, then I strongly recommend that you try Folinex now. Folinex's DHT blocker has been used successfully for over 8 years by tens of thousands of men and women. Folinex is powerful enough to regrow hair on virtually anyone, we guarantee it.
Folinex is available for a limited time at half the price of other competitors. Folinex is guaranteed to work for you. So order risk-free now by calling 800-256-8214. That's 800-256-8214. Call 800-256-8214.
Every day, Americans play a game. The stakes are very high.
Now stepping to the plate, the Smith family going for a home loan. The loan officer's checking their credit report. This one's going to be close.
Wouldn't you like to know what's in your credit report before you apply for credit? Now you can. Log on to freecreditreport.com and find out how to get your credit report instantly and online for free.
It's a home run.
Log on to freecreditreport.com and win the biggest game of your life. freecreditreport.com.
To the discriminating driver, a luxurious driving experience isn't an option as much as a requirement. That's why Goodyear developed the new Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. Not only does this tire offer a distinct upscale appearance, it delivers a smooth, quiet, comfortable ride. Assurance, featuring Comfort Tread technology. It's the ultimate accessory for your luxury vehicle. For complete details and the retailer nearest you, call 1-800-GOODYEAR.
The Majority Report. It's not your grandfather's talk show.
There is no way that this turn of events is a mandate of any kind for George Bush's agenda. The second term of any president, even the media hacks take the gloves off to some degree. Even the hacks take the gloves off a little bit.
Even the geishas.
Even the geishas. They stop. They take the knee pads off just a little bit on the second term.
The Majority Report. Weeknights 7 to 9.
On Medicine's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
We make it easy for you to say yes to a healthy, beautiful smile. Hello, I'm Dr. Chris Cammer from the all-new Center for Cosmetic Dentistry, where we offer complete dental care and hygiene. In fact, if you need your teeth cleaned, if you call today, we'll see you today. Now that's easy. If you're crunched for time weekdays, no problem. The Center for Cosmetic Dentistry is open until 9 p.m., and we're open on Saturdays. Fitting us into your schedule is easy. And we understand that many people are apprehensive about a trip to the dentist. That's why we offer an array of comforting amenities, including a certified massage therapist to relax you before, during, and after your appointment, if you like. You'll breathe an easy sigh of relief when you get here. At the Center for Cosmetic Dentistry, we will figuratively and literally hold your hand through the care that gets you healthy and gives you the smile of your dreams that will attract loved ones and business success. The new Center for Cosmetic Dentistry is located just west of the Beltline off of University Avenue. Call 82-SMILE or visit thesmileexperts.com.
St. Vincent de Paul helps your neighbors in need when he needs food for his family.
When she needs a bed for a child to sleep in and a few extra blankets.
When he needs a coat to wear to work to keep out the winter chill.
When they can't afford to fill a prescription.
When he's in danger of having his utilities disconnected.
When a family just needs a place to stay.
St. Vincent de Paul responds with practical, direct material assistance, providing the things folks in our community need to get by when times are tough. Their work is here, in your hometown, right here in Dane County.
You can make a difference. Help St. Vincent de Paul. Send a check, donate food, clothing, or household items. Call 278-2920 today. 278-2920. Help your neighbors in need.
Puts it towards the net, the Badgers score. Crashing in on the play, Ryan McMurtry beats the netminder, 1-0 Wisconsin.
The Wisconsin men's hockey team returns to the Kohl Center on December 3rd and 4th as they take on Minnesota Duluth. Face-off is 7:05 p.m. both nights. Why not grab a Famous Footwear family four-pack? That's four tickets, four hot dogs, four sodas, and a $5 Famous Footwear gift card for just $56. Additional tickets, which also include a soda and hot dog, are only $14. For more information or to order your tickets, call 1-800-GO-BADGERS or visit uwbadgers.com.
Thanks for switching on the Mic 92.1. Bookmark our website and listen live online anytime, right from your desktop at themic921.com.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
I just want to know what happened to those 300,000 civilians in Fallujah. Credit, where credit's due. Program engineered by Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac in New York City tonight. Linda Blake screened and answered your phone calls. Chris in Minnesota is our senior correspondent. Mark Marshall is a webmaster at MikeMalloy.com. Ben Birch controls WhiteRoseSociety.org, where you can get an archive of the program. Jim in Arkansas is our music bureau chief. And Catherine Bay is the executive producer of this program. Check out AirAmericaRadio.com when the spirit moves you. Philip is calling from Minnesota. Philip, thank you for holding on. I'm in stand in awe of your patience.
Oh, not a problem at all. It's probably been about 2 hours. yeah, I was just going to alert listeners. There's going to be the protest for the Bush inauguration on January 20th in Washington, D.C., and in my searching for a group that's organizing it, I came across turnyourbackonbush.org.
Yeah.
And basically, instead this time, for it was 4 years ago, it's going to be a completely peaceful protest in which, like, no signs are going to be used, no posters, nothing at all. It's just going to be when the motorcade goes by, people are just going to turn around and have their back facing them, of course, just showing them that he ignores us, we're going to ignore him.
So do you suppose that there's a possibility that this coronation, it's not going to be an inauguration as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be a coronation, that this coronation will be handled in such a way as there will be no ride in the car down Pennsylvania Avenue. There will be no ceremony to that extent. That because, after all, you know, we live in the age of terror now, and there might be some mad, wild-eyed Arab or Muslim who jumps out of the weeds and tries to blow the presidential parade into Kingdom Come. So maybe this year it'll be handled some other way, like underground tunnels.
That would be the first time in U.S. history in which he didn't do the walk last time, but that would obviously be a huge.
At the current time, I have to say, in my humble estimation, George W. Bush, think about this for a second, Philip, is the most hated man on the planet.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all.
I'm trying to think of another despot, another killer, another world leader who at this point in history, who's alive and in office.
I really can't think of one.
I can't think of either. There's nobody else on the planet alive today who leads a country, either legally or illegally, who has the ability to bring 10 million people into the streets to protest his filthy wars. So, it's safe to say, I would think, that George Bush is the most hated individual on the planet. Now, given that, I don't think they're going to have your standard, let's all celebrate the handing off of democracy from Bush's left hand to his right hand. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, currently there's the normal plan. They haven't changed anything, but from what I've heard, it's still going to be the normal 3-day event.
I certainly hope there is something like that, because I'll go. I went in 2000 and participated in some of the frivolity and festivities then, the counter inaugural. So I'll be there. I'll be there in January, I hope, although I do have a baby now. Maybe I won't be there. Maybe I'll just be here or there.
I'm hoping if that does happen, because 4 years ago, being that you were there, you knew about, like, the egg throwing and stuff. As amusing as it was, I mean, I would love to have thrown an egg at our president, but anyways, this event will show the nonviolent action that, of course, was used
during the
civil rights movements and stuff like that, where we're against the war and we're against the violence that this administration is pushing. So we're going to go through nonviolent means to show our dislike of it, or dissent, rather.
Well, that sounds good to me. And Philip, keep us posted on your plans
the
plans from folks there in Minnesota to go to the counter-inaugural. Okay?
Yeah, I was just going to say the website one more time. It's just www.turnyourbackonbush.org. So people can go to the website and find out more information.
Turnyourbackonbush.org. Okay, got it. Thanks,
Thank you
Philip.
So much.
All right, sir. Take care. Yeah, you egg a presidential parade now, and, well, we've been talking about it all night. You'll go to Guantanamo or Diego Garcia, or Google it, or Syria, or Egypt, or the Philippines, or Honduras. No, you're not going to egg... I don't mean Philip. One is not going to egg George W. Bush's coronation. William is calling from Portland. William, thank you for holding on. Sorry to say, we only have about a minute.
No problem, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm great. I'm 16. I'm a student. I'm an activist all the time.
Bless you.
I'm disgusted and I'm appalled. I hate these people. I have just as much as you. I hate these people. I've told them to my face in school during debates and global studies. I hate you. I will never like you. There will never be a day in my life where I like or honor a Republican. I can't stand you. These people are crazy. They're insane.
You're on your way to becoming a talk show host, aren't you?
They're insane.
I know.
People, they're nuts. Yeah,
all right, well, just let me give you just a very quick piece of advice, William, because we're running out of time here.
Okay.
And this is ironic coming from me, but I'm an old man, okay? But let me tell you this. Hate does more damage to the vessel within which it is carried than the object upon which it is poured. You get that?
I got it.
Okay. Thanks, William.
No problem.
We'll talk to you again. All right. Thanks for participating on whatever level you did tonight. Even you lurkers, you cute little Republicans. I'll see you tomorrow night, I promise. So do take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Stu Levitan here. Another active show Tuesday. We talked with organizers of Wisconsin for Democracy about their Wednesday meetup and heard from several callers who were at the State Elections Board protest on the controversial contract with Accenture for that statewide voter registration system. There's more in store Wednesday when we learn why the life and legacy of Alexander the Great is still relevant today. That's Stu Levitan, 5 to 7 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
If you're refinancing to access equity or looking for a new home loan, you can feel more secure that MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you work with local lenders. You're not sending your information off to someone you'll never meet in person. Fast, free, and secure. MadisonMortgageMarket.com lets you shop up to 8 local mortgage lenders with one click, confidentially. Brought to you in part by CFL Financial, a participating member of MadisonMortgageMarket.com.
I'm Jordan Lester from Madison, Wisconsin, and I'm on
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
CNN Radio News, I'm Paul Chambers. Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge says he will focus on personal issues after his resignation becomes effective. Ira Melman reports Ridge submitted his letter of resignation Tuesday.
The former Pennsylvania governor told the president in the letter that the nation was stronger and safer than ever before. Ridge directed the biggest government revamping in 50 years, bringing together 22 different federal agencies and 180,000 employees. What's next for Ridge?
I am looking forward to going to my son's rugby games. So there's just a lot of things out there on a personal level that I just would like to have a little bit more time to do.
Among those thought to be in line to replace Ridge, the current Homeland Security Advisor, Francis Townsend. Ira Melman, CNN Radio, Washington.
President Bush Tuesday night dined with Canadian Prime Minister Paul Martin in Ottawa. He offered a toast.
So, Mr. Prime Minister, in admiration for all you've done to create a world governed by liberty and justice and friendship, I offer a toast to you, to the people of Canada, and to the friendship of our two peoples.
The president did not get a friendly welcome from thousands of Canadian protesters. More from Gordon McDougall of CNN radio affiliate CFRA in Ottawa.
The protesters call themselves pacifists, and characteristically, there has been no aggression.